Blog Talk Radio.
Psychic Journeyman, and this is Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio here on Blog Talk Radio. How are you today? Excuse me. It's going to be a really good show today. We're talking about gods and trying to sort out things, trying to get some people to understand how it works. Today is it's like talking about God and the other gods and showing that you in there, you know, it's like you're in there somewhere, and it's the idea of working down from the higher gods to the smaller gods. Now we're talking Roman, Viking, Northern, Greece. Now the Greek gods, you know, are they gods? Could they be angels? That's one thing we're going to examine today and go over a little bit with you. And also we're doing readings today. So call in your questions. Give us, and if you have any thoughts or questions about what we're talking about today on the show too, don't hesitate to call in and give us your ideas on those too as well. We're also to the 10th caller, and we're giving away a 45-minute reading, which we haven't done it in a couple of shows yet, because we haven't hit that 10th one. As far as I know, we haven't, so we're going to keep an eye on this whole thing, because I keep going back over stats, and they keep telling me differently, so we'll keep watching. We're not going to have a co-host today. She's off taking care of business, but she'll be back tomorrow, so Adored Angel, it's a very good, how will we say this? She's a very talented woman, and we were talking about, so we'll just get the information out of the way at the beginning of the show. We also do private readings, too, and I recommend that you definitely get a private reading, because right now they're really good, going for, we really got some good prices going on, okay, it's good deals. So right now, until the end of January, you can actually get an hour reading for $10 and get a half hour reading for $5. We're also recommending past life readings as well. So get those in there, because it's best to get as much as you can for this next year. Get the answers, the information, the tools, because it's really going to be a great year. And I think you all want to know how to take that positive energy that's coming in, which a lot of you should really start feeling it before the end of this month and going into next month. Because it's just going to be a great year. So give me a call. To do those readings, it's 937-838-6337, or contact me at my website, which is psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com, and it's very easy. Just go to the website, and it's like three clicks, and you're in there, and you can go to PayPal. You can either pay with your credit card, or you can pay through PayPal, whichever is easy for you. Excuse me. That number is, again, for the private reading, it's 937-838-6337. Or my website is psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. Or also Adored Angel. She does readings, too. Very good. Very talented. You should also give her a call as well. Her number is, what is her number? It's 188. Hold up. Let me make sure I got this number right. I want to make sure I get the correct information out. And I definitely want you to take advantage of that, too, because she's really good. Her number is 818 818-200-7431. That number again is 818-200-7431. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, I've got it here somewhere. It's adoredangel.yolasite.com, I think. Let me get that information for you, but definitely that number is right. That definitely is correct. I've checked it out twice. So definitely give that number a call and talk to Adored Angel and get a reading from her. She's very good, very talented, very insightful. I've actually gotten readings from her myself. She was on the show yesterday. She's really on the money, and she's around. She always hits a nail on the head. So definitely give her a call, and she'll be back with us tomorrow. So like I said, we're talking about the day, about the gods. We're talking about God and the other gods. The way I look at it, it's one of those things of looking at the situation as a corporation. God's the president, and everything else kind of filters down from there. You know, we have the northern gods, the Greek gods, the Roman gods, as in their different levels. You know, it's like, put into perspective here. So it's like having gods on one level and going down to another level, having angels, and then finally filtering down to us, which is like it's like taking a look at the whole thing and noticing that, you know, I guess you put the ascended masters in there too as well, all on different levels, and it gives you an insight on just how much help you're getting, how much guidance is there for you. So, you know, like I said before, it's God. You have your gods, then you have your angels, you have your ascended masters, you have your people who've passed over that come down from time to time on a certain level, like on different dimensional planes. But when you look at those situations and you look at the guidance that's around you, it's all in a different dimension. It's not here on this physical plane, but they're very... It's like if you sit there and see things happening and you're focusing on manifesting things and working with your angels, I'm pretty sure you've seen a lot of amazing things happen. So they definitely do have an influence over this plane as well, too. They're just not restricted by it, which is very good because it enables us to create and really miracles and blessings can happen in our lives every second of every day. So that's how easy it could be. It's just the idea of turning it around. You know, like when you do readings and stuff, you hear guidance and you hear things going on. And so, you know, if you ever talk to many psychics, you'll know that many psychics get their messages in different ways. It's just another way of looking at how many directions and how many pathways and how many openings there are out there. You could talk to seven different psychics and get seven different stories when it could be basically seven different paths. So it's something to look at. Also, the situations of, you know, we were talking about different dimensional levels, too. There's been talk about angels around us, angels within us. Talking about the inner planes, the outer planes. So, you know, it's like looking at dimensions, or maybe the idea of looking at the show Sliders, having different picking up different ways of people making different decisions and being able to tap into those portals of looking at each one of those decisions, and maybe in some ways determining which way is the best way to go, you know, determining which path you want to choose. Because the idea of right and wrong, it's the idea of right and wrong. I don't think there is such a thing as right and wrong. It's the idea of choosing a path and going. You're always going to learn something, and maybe you learned you went the wrong direction, but as soon as you learn that lesson and you correct it, you go a different direction, a different path. And I mean, is there good and evil? Of course there's good and evil. And there's positive and negative. I'm just saying, with the idea of always looking at somebody and saying, I made the wrong decision. Was it really the wrong decision? Or was you destined to go down that path in the first place to learn something that could actually benefit you? It's like trying to discover something. And once you realize you discovered it, you usually don't go back down that path anymore. And each one of those decisions take you down a different path, a different direction. So how can you sit there and look at the thing and say, is it right or is it wrong? For some reason, you went down the path, and we can't sit there and say that everything happens for a reason. and then say there's certain things that are just coincidences. That kind of contradicts the first statement, saying everything happens for a reason. So take it one step further. You sit here and get in contact with your gods and your angels and that kind of stuff, and you ask them exactly what shall I do in this situation, or have I made a wrong decision, or in the ideal of making decisions. Everybody says that we have to have certain things, negativity that determines certain things. It's debatable. I mean, personally, I like to live a whole. I would like to have my life be totally positive. Would it be really boring? Or is it just the idea of letting your human side come through and say, well, I couldn't deal with that. So then we go back to the gods and the angels, and we go, okay, there's many levels of them. They've coexisted. They've existed for many, many, many millennia. They don't seem like they're bored. They seem like they're enjoying what they're doing. The idea of helping people, focusing on nothing but helping and giving service and doing those things. So that makes you, if we could do the same thing, doesn't sound like it's a boring thing to me as well. And the reason I came up with the determination that there are other gods and that kind of, and the way things go on, from what I've experienced, something like that, you know, you have Apollo and these other gods came into existence. But it was the idea of looking at the Bible as well. When God said that no gods before me, it didn't say that, it didn't denounce that there were gods or weren't. It just said, no gods before me. So basically saying, I created everything. I created them too. So therefore, put nothing before me. It's almost like saying, making God the center of your world, the center of your life, has a tendency to trace you back to you and focusing on and realizing that every decision you've ever made, everything you've ever done your whole life, centered on you. So it has a tendency to take on a different light, doesn't it? There is no such thing. If there's no you, then there's no them. If there's no God, there's no you. If there's no you, there's no God. See how it kind of goes back and forth? You can't denounce anyone or anything. And then for we go back to what we said before. Everything happens for a reason. Everything's here for a reason. So this takes us one thing out of our vocabulary too. This stops saying can't. This stops saying try. And this, take the other word, competition. There is no such thing as competition. It's the idea of focusing on your vision of how life is, or focusing on your reality, focusing on your manifestations. What is your vision of your life? Let's just focus on that. We don't need to focus on anybody else and think that they're taking anything from us, because in reality, they're not. You're getting exactly what you deserve. So if you're not if you're putting out negativity or evil, or you're doing mean things to people and can't figure out how people keep doing you in, it's a circle. It's a cycle. You're putting it out there, you get it back. But then on the same token, all the positives you put out there, positive, 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 you also get that back as well. So we're just talking about the idea of focusing on positive. Or even in the Bible, when it talks about focus on the kingdom of God, which is a very positive thing. So if you think about that, if you focus on nothing but positive, all you're going to get is positive. So the idea of focusing on the life that you want to be happy, then that's what you're going to get. You know, but also realize that in the process of manifestation, things happen at their own time. If you have angels and gods that are not restricted by time, because basically, in their dimension, there is no time. So the idea of forever means no restrictions, no limitations. So it makes you wonder about what we're doing to ourselves when we impose limitations on ourselves. I've heard people say this before about psychics who can't read for themselves. Psychics can read for themselves if they would sit there and listen. Because probably 98% of the time, you've already got the answers, and if you're asking someone else the question, you're just trying to get a confirmation on something you already knew in the first place. So if you, it's like after a period of time of listening to people give you confirmation on what you've done, then you just spontaneously take it to the next level and realize that you're actually getting the information correctly, and you are reading for yourself. We all talk about spirituality as a progression. So therefore, we progress. So there has to be a time where you couldn't read for yourself, and then you progress through your spirituality to a point where you can read for yourself. And that's what we're talking about. But the point of sitting there saying psyches cannot read for themselves and being determined with that, that's imposing a limitation upon yourself. It's putting a limitation on other psyches as well. So let's look at the situation. So when I focus on the ideal of the show, saying gods, is there gods? Or is there just one god? I know in the midst of a reading, it's always a singular. But other people have a tendency to filter through other gods, I guess you would say, to get to the one. Because even if you sit there and look at the research on the gods themselves, as in the Olympian gods, the Greek gods, they were always thinking, in the midst of their existence, they always felt like something was higher than them. Somebody they answered to as well. And that's what we came up with the determination. It was God. Because they always sit there and focus on the one. Why the Greeks and the Romans were always focusing on gods for everything. When in actuality, those were probably angels. I know they were angels. But since they could do incredible things, the Romans and the Greeks, with their mentality for power, anything else that could actually be more powerful than they are, they just assumed were gods. They didn't realize that they were angels, which is kind of like determining which one were angels, because it's almost like they were trying to put labels on things just because of their dominance. They're telling everybody, this is what it is, this is what it is, this is what we say it is. So in the process of going through that process, they missed the big picture. You know, of actually using and working with these angels to actually create lives where they wouldn't have to go out and take everybody's stuff. Think about that one. Having faith also puts you in a position where you don't need anything anymore. You know, sure we have wants, but the idea of needing, saying, well, I need to do this, I need to do that. Or those people did this to me, so I need to go back and retaliate. Once you get to that point of believing in God and the angels and what kind of protection and your guardian angels, all that stuff's around you, and then really focus on what you are, you don't seem to have those needs anymore. Those needs to justify who you are, because you find out who you are and that you're the spiritual being. The next thing you know, you start looking at things differently and you start focusing on loving everyone. Loving yourself, what it says in the Bible. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. So see, it goes back to the common singular again, saying me. You know, and saying I can't love my neighbors unless I love myself. if you read all in the spiritual context, they're always talking about focusing on yourself. If you want to change the world, you change yourself. If you want to change your life, you change your thinking. And in the process of changing your thinking, you start thinking about things in a more passionate way, too. So therefore, you're putting it all together, putting the emotions, the energy, the focus of the imagination, and putting it all together and creating this picture. And then you manifest those things into reality. But you also look at the co-creation part of it, too, of acknowledging God and the angels that are working with you and your guides. And then you start hearing these things, hearing them talk to you. So it's one of those things of always working together, but always realizing everything happens for a reason. So therefore, focusing on your angels, having a deeper relationship with your angels, realizing that God existed, still does, and that it's almost like a corporation helping you out to manifest the life that you want into reality. So with that kind of help going on, I can't see how come you couldn't accomplish just that, your goals and everything that comes along with it. And people making that they think their problems are more powerful than they are. They even try to sit here and tell you their problems are more powerful than God. All they're trying to do is denounce themselves. So I guess it's a whole lot easier just to stay right where you are and just to deal with all your problems and complain about your life than it is to actually take the physical moments and move forward and actually get that life that you've always wanted. So it's one of those things of focusing on the God. Focus on gods and the gods. Let me say that again. Focusing on God and gods. Angels. Do you like angels? So hold up in there, you know. Think about it for yourself. All I'm trying to say is you have a lot of help. And once you connect to that help, there is nothing that you can't do. Alrighty? So, why don't we just go ahead and take some calls? Kind of got used to having a co-host with me talking and working together, so I'm kind of, it's kind of quiet today. So, let's go take a call. What do you say? All right. Area code 480, you're on the line. How are you? Hello? 480, you there? What's your name? Alrighty, cool. Okay, let me see here. Well, let's go to our next caller. What do you say? How about 269?
Hi, are you giving readings or just asking questions?
Oh no, we're doing it all. We're asking if you want to ask some questions about what we're talking about, or maybe you didn't clear. Or just have some comments of your own, that's fine. But if you got a couple questions, that's okay too.
Well, I'd just like to know if you're giving readings this evening.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Now that we have that out of the way. Yes, I just want to know what my guides are saying for me on this year coming up. Any insight, any clarity would be welcome.
Hey, no problem. All I was saying was when I say you can ask questions, that means we're doing readings. So.
Okay. I helped everybody else out there. Okay.
Okay, I just want to clarify for you because I've been writing it down so many times. I'm doing 6 shows a week now, so I've been putting it down. We're doing readings and not really clarifying.
Oh, okay.
We just call in and whatever happens, happens. And we'll just go with the flow and see where spirit leads us. What are you saying?
That sounds wonderful.
Hey, with your situation, I will tell you exactly what the picture I see. I get the impression of 4 angels and your guides, and they're doing this freaking dance. Because it's just like, to me, it comes off as a celebration, which is basically talking about your life this next year coming up. So they're already embracing it, and they want you to do the same thing. It's like, keep going forward. Seems like you've had a lot of things happen this year. True?
Yes.
So you're looking for, is it one of those things where you can't wait to say Happy New Year so you can start another one?
Yes, this year, yes. I'm coming with a lot of expectation of good things, good cheer, good possibilities, open doors, because I've been through so much in the past years, and I've grown, and I'm expecting nothing but goodness.
Exactly. And you should also take it one step further, meditate in the mornings. But when I say meditation, if you're already meditating, that's great. I'm just saying that I've seen this a couple of times, and I've seen such things open up very quickly when you do it, and it's just simply sitting on, like lying on the floor with your legs crossed, have your hands straight out in front of you with your palms touching each other, and then open your arms up as wide as you can, and as you're doing that, as you slowly progress to open your arms up, just say to yourself, "I'm open to receive."
Just simple as that.
I'm open to receive. It's just the idea of reaffirming it for you every day so you're wide open for whatever happens. Expectations, great. I'm just saying with the expectations, I would take it one step further and be very detailed about each one of those expectations that you have. I just feel like, when I saw your guys and your angels, they're just dancing around. What kind of life are you going to have? So when you have that kind of thing, they're not really worried about giving you messages. It's just the ideal that things have already been put out there. Now it's just the ideal of embracing it and going forward and just living it.
All right. That sounds wonderful. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. And
you have a good year.
Happy New Year's to you, too.
All right. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. I love this. Let's try this one. There we go. That'll drive you crazy, huh, guys? Trying to work this clip, switchboard. Sometimes you push a button, and the next thing you know, nothing happens. I don't know what's up with that. 480. Are you there?
Yes. Hello?
Okay. Yes, the first time we came to you, I could.
Yeah.
You
know, I was listening to your computer, has them on that end. I kept trying to click over, and I couldn't get through. I'm so sorry about that because I was waiting
okay.
for a while.
I don't know. I thought you might have fell asleep.
No. I have a question.
Sure.
A couple of questions. My boyfriend and I just broke up last night, and I've been hearing something from other people that are, I guess, kind of psychic or whatever, and they said my next boyfriend will be here like in 4 months and all that. Do you know, can you give me more insight about that?
Okay. Well, first of all, what's your first name?
My name is Wanda.
Wanda, how are you?
Okay.
You really sound like you're very convincing about that. I almost feel like asking you again, Wanda, how are you? You know.
Am I? I don't know. Honestly, I don't know how I am. I'll say I'm okay.
Right. Hey, with this boyfriend you're talking about, you just broke up with him last night. I mean, are you done with that?
Yeah, I knew it was probably for the best.
Well, the one problem with the situation is what's your ex-boyfriend now. What's his name?
Patrick.
Patrick?
Uh-huh.
Patrick is the person that doesn't seem like he's going to drop out of scene so quickly. I mean, the message I got was it's not over yet. That doesn't mean, as in we're talking about relationship, it's just the idea you feel like he's not going to let it go.
He's not going to let it go.
Yeah. I mean, with the breakup you had last night, who actually broke up with you? Did he break up with you?
Yes. He said he wants more like a real relationship, someone to have something more serious with him, though we've been together 4.5 years.
Okay, why would he say that he's looking for something serious when it seems like you're a very serious person?
I don't know if he's really taking me seriously. He's a nuclear physicist, and he thinks he's so smart, and he thinks I'm dumb, but he's spiritually dumb. He, you know what I mean?
Yes, he's putting too much into the world that's going to save him.
Yeah, science is his religion.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Science, if you take science, you can actually take science itself and trace it back to spirituality, in a sense. I mean, look back in the day. I mean, if you ever seen the movie Shakespeare in Love, you'll look at there's actually little glimpses of psychiatrists in that movie who are actually spiritualists.
Uh-huh.
They used to use spiritual concepts to do their psychic work, their psychology work. It was like little mind games they used to play. But they were
right.
Like little manifestations is what they were doing. So, you know, they're all the same in one, but once you start looking into spirituality, even science has a tendency to look, it makes sense on the ones that do make sense, but it also has a tendency to weed out the nonsense.
Yeah, I can't talk to him about anything in the spiritual realm. He just rolls his eyes like I'm crazy. See, I don't have a PhD in 4 degrees, so therefore what I say is meaningless.
You know something? I wish Patrick would realize one thing, and this is the truth, guys. If you look at psychology, what is psychology? Psychology is the study of human behavior.
Uh-huh.
So basically what we're looking at here, all these scientists like realtors and all that kind of stuff, these are concepts that come up. They were actually theories of human beings, okay, doctors as well. This is all human realm. So there's all human concepts. And they all want to sit there and base their logic and everything on that when you know for a fact with the spirituality life, you don't, I mean, we have knowledge way beyond a lot of things. We never, you know, to learn those things, we never actually entered a classroom to do those things. It's because we sit back and we actually let the world be our classroom. And we also let our angels and guides and God be our teachers. And then we become teachers as well. With the situation you're talking about,
uh-huh,
and Patrick, what I mean by Patrick He puts so much stuff into Logic. I feel like he'll be coming back. But it's one of those things, like you said before, he doesn't respect you. He doesn't respect your opinions. He doesn't respect your beliefs. He doesn't respect you at all. So this is telling you that, I would say about, maybe 4 months. But I also feel like once you cut loose Patrick and realize what he was all about, which is pointing out what you don't want.
Oh, what was that about, Patrick?
Huh?
Did you just say?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that part.
I didn't hear you, what you said about him just then, about what I wouldn't want.
Well, Patrick came in your life to show you what you don't want, so you can focus on what you do.
So you say he'll be back, pretty
yeah,
much.
Yeah, what I'm saying is I feel like you're going to meet somebody else. I keep getting between 2 to 4 months. It depends on how quick you're willing to let go of this dude and say, okay, he was something I definitely didn't want. And when I say he's going to come back, what that means is he's going to come back. You're going to cross paths. Okay, and he's going to try to convince you that you should get back together. But he's also a very logical dumbass, okay, where he's going to come back with you being with somebody else, and he's going to sit there and say, well, logically, we should get back together because I still have feelings for you. What you should do is look at the person and say, no, here's another little situation where you're being disrespectful because I'm with somebody else, and you have no right to even bring it to my attention at all, and here you are doing something because you're scared that you just might not get what I have. And that's how I get out.
Well, what do you know about this other person?
What do I know about him?
Uh-huh.
It's not the idea of focusing on looks. It's the idea of focusing on the essence of that person and what you feel when you meet that person. So I have a tendency not to give descriptions because some people have a tendency to focus on the descriptions and missing the essence of what's really happening. I'm sure you've seen people who get with people and can't understand why they're with them because they're focusing on the wrong thing. You know, they're great. You know, the idea of him, ooh, he has a great job and all this kind of stuff. I've actually seen great relationships become two people and the man was unemployed. But when they got together, it seemed like the combination between the two of them motivated them to live the life they've always wanted, and those problems became a thing of the past. That's what I'm saying. I feel like this person's going to walk into your life and be like a typhoon of energy that's going to hit you like a ton of bricks. So yes, you're going to know what it's all about.
And like you said, it's between 2 to 4 months.
Yeah, but I would actually go as 2. I see 2. I keep seeing 2 more than I do 4. But it's one of those things of sometimes those situations of with people who have a tendency to be focused on the lifestyle of being spiritual are still influenced by the worldly stuff. So sometimes that can throw your timing off. But I keep getting more 2 months.
Oh, I'm just wondering how would I meet this person? How would I know?
Well, like I said, you're going to get hit by a typhoon of energy when you meet this man. It's going to be that noticeable. I feel like you're going to run into I feel like you're going to run into him. I keep seeing you guys are like walking and you pass each other.
Oh.
So I don't see you meeting him through somebody. It's definitely going to be something that's going to happen between the two of you. Almost like I would definitely say it's like when you've heard it before, the universe orchestrated something where you guys met and you crossed paths.
Oh, I'm going to ask you one more thing.
Okay.
And I've never been able to get a clear answer from anyone, tarot readers or anything. It's about my career. How can I make money just to take care of my child? I'm not greedy, but I just want to make enough to, you know, be able to take care of my child and not worry financially. I'm an esthetician and a nail tech, and I also make products like soap and candles and lotion and things like that.
Uh-huh.
What path should I take to make a decent living? Or where should I go? I don't know anymore.
Okay, well, just relax and kind of look at this thing. I mean, there seems like there's some things that you love to do. The one thing I keep hearing in your voice is the ideal settling, and you got to change that attitude, and everything else would change along with it. You understand what I'm saying?
I got a nasty attitude or a defeatist attitude?
It's a, well, when I sit there and say that you have a tendency to compromise, that means right now you're saying, I don't care what I get, just as long as I can support and take care of myself and my kids. And I just keep getting the angels around you going, we're leading you in the direction of spirituality, not just for the purpose of, you know, feeling good about yourself, but it also is going to reflect on your life. Everything in your life, you attract. So they're trying to say, okay, you don't want to sit there and just throw it out there and see what comes back. You want to sit there and put it in perspective and say, okay, this is what I want. And I deserve everything that falls in my lap, everything that crosses my path. You're saying, I don't want to be greedy. Okay, that's great. But there's nothing wrong with having, you know, having, we use the word comfort.
Yeah.
I don't want to be greedy. I want to be comfortable. And then you have to also, in the process, you have to sit there and determine what that means to be comfortable. I mean, like me personally, there are certain things that I have to have, okay, to make me feel comfortable. And when I came to a point and actually put those in detail, I started getting those things.
Yeah, I want to be on welfare. I want to be able to take care of my daughter. I want to be able to, you know, do those things. And I think I want to just make my products and sell them. That is my true love. I enjoy making things like soap and all of that.
Then put your energy into those things and you just keep reminding yourself every day how much you love what you do. Even on the days you're not doing anything, even on the days you're not doing anything, just say, I love this world. This world has abundance and prosperity, and it's just a great place to be. Yeah, it's a great time to be living. There's a lot of people complain about little things. They have a tendency to manifest in the big things because they keep focusing on them. I mean, you just love doing that kind of thing, and I would just do that because I've seen too many small businesses turn into something really huge.
I believe it can do that. My products are great, and I'm not just saying that. I believe in them, and I love what I do.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Well, don't let the world dictate your success. You dictate your success. I know all these things that you want to get away from, but don't talk about those things. What you want to do is you want to put the energy into what you want to do in this business you're talking about and try to figure it out. Sit down and write how you can actually start writing things down, how you can make this business more successful, more profitable. Write down the things you want to do, and then sit there and talk about things you're grateful for. Because in the process of doing all those things, you don't have time to think about the things you don't have. Because every time you put energy into things you don't have, you keep attracting more lack and limitations. You don't want to do that. What you want to do here is you want to focus on that exact career that you want to do. You are a very good people person. And you got to have more confidence in yourself because everybody else sees it but you sometimes. So you got to focus.
True.
Okay, so you sit there and do that because I guarantee if you do that, you're going to have a great – this is – and right now, I would wait until you're into January to really put this business on the freaking map so this year can – so you can let this year end. That's what it comes to me, right? And then next month, I would definitely – every day – it takes at least 4 hours each day into this business. And you're going to sit, and it's going to be one of those things because I have found, me personally, the hardest thing about getting away from welfare is because it's easy to just stop trying because you got something to fall back on.
It is. And, you know, lately it's like there's been a fire lit under my butt. And I'm like, I can't take any more of this nonsense. I got to do something.
Yeah, because it's the same thing every freaking day. You're stagnating, and you can't stand it no more.
Yeah, I got to the point one time my dad just gave up, said, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? But I do care. I just, you know, get like that sometimes.
Well, that's what you got to do when you do this business. You got to look at every, like I do. That's what I do with when I do readings and stuff. I look at everybody as an individual. And I focus on that individual as and put everything I can into it and everything I can do for that person right that minute. So I don't have time to think about anything else. The world doesn't exist anymore except for what's going on around the two of us. And I care about that person, And I give that person everything I have, my love and everything that goes along with it.
So do you think... Oh, sorry. That,
no, I'm just saying, when you put yourself solely into what you know you're destined to do, that energy of loving what you do, that's a very high vibrational energy. So what's going to happen is that energy is going to attract to you everything you want, everything you need. And I think that really going and starting this business and putting everything into it is what's going to bring this man into your life a whole lot quicker, too.
Oh, my. So you really think I can be very successful at this? Is that what you're feeling?
Yeah, I do, because I don't think you should compromise. I think you should go get what you want.
Yeah, I'm somewhere doing nails, and I hate doing nails, but I do it because it brings me in a little bit of money, but I hate doing nails, but all I want to do is make products and sell them. That's all.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so I guess we'll concentrate more on this. Okay,
yeah, then. I said before, we were talking about journals and stuff. Journals are very important, and when it comes to businesses and stuff like this, great, even better.
Keep so just write down what I want to do.
Yeah, and then when you lose focus, you go back and rewrite it or reread it until you get that focus back again. It's always a guidance. Your angels are there telling you, and your guides are saying, this is what you need to do because this is what really is going to fulfill you. This is what you really want to do. When you do nails, that's a compromise. You're letting the world and money dictate your success instead of you saying, I know what I can do. And I guarantee you, when you sit down and start writing out how you can really make this business more profitable, don't be surprised if you come up with more ideals and just keep following through with each one of those.
Well, I'm going to do that. Thank you so very much.
No problem.
You really helped me very much. That you did. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And if you ever want to get a real good reading for, you know, like I said right now, there's $10 for an hour, so.
Oh, I'm going to call. I don't know when I should call you. What would be the better time? Because you're on the air now.
Hey, I'm off the air at 9 o'clock. I'm usually a late bird, so I'm usually up until about 1 o'clock in the morning. So if that's good.
Oh, that's fine. Okay. I'm in Arizona. Where are you?
I'm in Ohio.
Okay, so you're 2 hours away, maybe?
Good question. I think it's 2 hours. I think you're mountain time, aren't you?
We don't do daylight savings time in Arizona.
Okay.
So my family in Mississippi is an hour away.
Right. Well, my show ends at 9 o'clock, so give me a call at 9:30 and we'll take care of everything then, okay?
Oh, okay. I'll do
All
that.
Right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, then. Okay,
you have
bye.
A good night. Thank you for the call.
You too.
I appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Yeah, so we don't want to break out in song here. It's Christmas carol time, huh? Okay. Hi. How are you? Are you on the air? And can I have your name, please?
Hello?
Yes. Hi, how are you? We're talking to you right now.
Hi. Oh, good.
You okay?
My name is Yvette.
Yvette?
Yeah, we have an echo.
No, it's every once in a while it has a fluctuation too, so.
Oh, okay. So,
grab your nuts.
Okay, so I like a mini reading for my love life for 2011.
Okay, that'll be $5, please. I'm just kidding. love life, huh? Let me ask you a question. I don't see that there's anybody around you at this time, correct?
Well, it's funny. They are kind of two people. One person, I'm kind of interested in one person I think is interested in me.
Okay. Well, the first thing I'm going to say right here is neither one of them. And the reason
I said
I don't feel like that you're going to be with these guys in any kind of shape or form. One thing I pick up the quickest is if either one of these guys was the one that you were supposed to be with, you'd know it. And then you'd kind of be asking questions why he hasn't made a move. I'm just saying, it's one of those things of not trying to say that you're wrong about anything. I'm just saying it has a tendency to take a second look. Because if these are two, and I'll say another thing too, if I feel like these are guys, if these either one of these guys was the one, then why am I picking up somebody else you're going to meet in 2 months?
Okay.
And actually we're talking, it comes up with me as 2 months and 2 weeks. So I'm just saying, there's one guy that's kind of interesting, and there's another guy you're interested in. So there's also two people in the picture. It doesn't happen that way. When you meet the right person, there is no alternative of, you know, in case one doesn't work, I'm going to fall back on the other one. This is a destination of you're looking for somebody that you really want to be with, that you've been focusing on for a long time. And I feel like it's manifesting very quickly, and we're going to get it the next year. I get two in 2 weeks. So I have to say, it has to be 2 months and 2 weeks. Those months come off very bigly with me. So I'll also get into the description of this thing, the situation before, like I was telling the last caller, it's not what you see, it's what you feel. Okay? There are certain things, and what I'm not saying that you should be focusing on the qualities and the characteristics that you want in a person, but you should also have faith that you've already called that in. So therefore, look for what you're feeling. You know, it's like, I mean, you want to feel a certain way when you meet a certain person too. And when we're, one thing about the world is they tell you that you have to, you know, people have to have jobs and all this kind of stuff, and it just gets in the way of actually finding the true what you're looking for, okay? And I'm a person that does relationship counseling too, and I tell people all the time, I'm sick of people saying you can't live on love. That is bull. Of course you can live on love. Love is a very high vibrational energy. It'll attract anything you want. And if you ever seen two people who get together and it seems like they have no problems manifesting anything they want, it's because of the combination of that love between the two. And that's what you're looking for.
I've always agreed with that.
Right. So the two people you're talking about, there's not that energy there. There's a want and there's a curiosity. But those are also two different emotions in themselves as well. What you want is to know, and that you don't have that here. And I feel like when you meet this one person in 2 months, I keep getting 2 months and two days and 2 weeks. So we're getting a lot of 2-2-2s here. So I'm definitely getting a very strong intuitional thing. It keeps telling me when I see twos and twos and twos, that's telling me that your manifestation is coming. It's like a flower popping through the ground. I mean, it's coming in to its own right now. And you don't want to sit there and have anything get in the way of that. And what you have here, sometimes you will have a couple people come into your midst in the process of the one person coming in.
Right.
So that's what you got here. You got your two no-nos right behind the yes.
And anything you can tell me about the gentleman that's coming in?
It's one of those things you're not going to worry about what he looks like. You're going to sit there and grab a hold of the guy because you know he's it.
Say that again?
I said you're not going to worry about what he looks like because you're just going to grab him because of the connection between the two of you. See, we were talking about this yesterday. It was actually Saturday night. Someone asked me about people saying you should prepare yourself for 2011. Now, this is not a negative thing or telling some of the major bad things are going to happen. But with the energy of 11s in particular, it's a very high manifestation number.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it brings in a lot of energy. So when you're focusing on things, you have to make sure you maintain focus on positive. If you don't, you'll manifest the other ones as just as quick as you manifest the positive ones. This is a great year for getting everything you want. So therefore, keeping the focus going in the right direction really helps. So that when we say prepare yourself, because I've been talking about chakras and journals and just all these tools you can use, is the idea of staying focused. You know, and the one thing I've had lately is, I have a friend of mine who's the worst. When we sit there and look at the situations, and she said, well, how come I can't get with this guy, or how come it's not coming together, or how come it's not falling into place like I've always seen it or imagined it in my mind? I say, well, that is a sign that the person you're focusing on, you think is it, can't possibly be it, because it doesn't fall in what you've already been focusing, what you just recited to me right then and there, which is, this is the kind of person they should be with. How come this guy doesn't make any move? Because he's not the one. And she will not let go of that whole thing because she's, you know, deeply in love with this person, which is understandable. But at the same time, when you're focusing on having the relationship you want and you're still on a one-way street, it's another sign saying you're not in the right place. The person you're going to meet is going to be an instant, spontaneous two-way street. It's going to be one of those things you're going to look back on and just kind of be amazed how it actually fell in your lap so well because of having so much difficulty in your past. And it's why we always say, you know, don't focus on your past because it's going to manifest in your future. And you don't want that to happen because you didn't like the first time it came around. So I will say one thing. The guy has a very strong jawbone and very dark hair.
Okay.
I would even say black, kind of like, I would say like Elvis. I would say the Elvis in the 50s without the green and stuff in his hair.
Okay.
And the jet black hair kind of like, but a jet black, healthy jet black hair. Because I've seen people who have black hair that I wouldn't want to touch.
Okay.
I don't get that here, okay? But what I'm saying to you is the way you can actually bring this into manifestation quicker is just to make sure. Because I just feel like if you look at these two guys objectively, maybe if you took both of them put together, you might actually have the guy that you want to be with.
Mm-hmm.
So that would tell you that he's not the one because it's two different individuals with those qualifications. So I'm telling you that there's someone behind them who has all those qualifications and those qualities and the things you've been really wanting. I'll give you an example. Look at the two people you're talking about. Do you see yourself in them? Because if you don't, that's why you haven't come together yet. It should have been something that was...
Well, it's very new. It's very current.
I know.
So it's like it's not even... one person lives out of the state, one person's out of town. It's kind of complicated, but I know me and these people have connections. And again, what degree, I kind of, you don't know until, you know.
That's true, but see right now with the situation going on the way they are, you can find out what the connections are because, I mean, if you think about it in a way, what I was talking about, having gods and gods, the connections, they're all connected. Everyone's connected. If you're made in the image of God, then we're all connected.
Right.
So we all
right.
come from the same source. So, of course, you know, everybody you run into, you're going to have some kind of connection with. I'm just saying the complications. I don't know why in this age we're sitting there trying to make things complicated when actually for the first time in human evolution, it should be easy as saying, I just want to be with somebody because I love them. Not because I got... Because sometimes our insecurities take over and we say, well, I got to find with someone with a job. When actually it's your own insecurities that's bothering you, so you're going to find it through somebody else to make you feel good about that insecurity. When you should be working on that insecurity yourself and not making it someone else's responsibility. So once you start taking full 100% responsibility for your life, that's when you find the right person because you know who you are and you're just trying to find that other side of you. But you can't find that unless you're a complete piece. Like we were talking about before about the puzzle. A puzzle has many pieces, but each one of those pieces in that puzzle are whole pieces. And then when they come together with the other piece, they become a whole picture. But if you only have half a piece, you only have half a picture. And I just feel like if you got with one of these guys, you would feel like you only have half a picture, like something's missing. If you wait and be patient and say, oh, these guys will make great friends. And we do have very powerful friendships with people. But it doesn't always mean it has to be more than that. Because we're always, you know, I'm just saying you're destined for somebody else. And when you meet this other person, you know, it's like, it's just a whole. You know, it's like looking at a person. It's not like he makes you complete. But when you meet the guy, you realize you are complete because you met him because he's a complete person.
Mm-hmm.
And then you guys can just be happy with each other. There is no expectations to change or make the other person happy. You're just happy together.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like these two people you're talking about, there's too much expectations on making each other happy when that's a responsibility that's your own to make your own self happy. And once you're happy with yourself, I'm just saying work on yourself. Get as happy as you can. I mean, get really grateful and just the idea of living and being who you are and enjoying that, just see what happens around you. I just don't feel like these two would be able to handle it.
Okay.
So you need somebody. You need somebody that can do that, which would be someone like you. Because people ask this question to me all the time. I tell everybody when you get together with somebody, you should know it from the first minute you meet that person exactly where it's going, because we always do. But for some reason, so, you know, everybody said, well, this is a new relationship and this is that. I said, yeah, but you should know. And if you don't know, that's a sign that's telling you this probably is not what you think it is, because you should have already knew from the very first second you met the person. I mean, because it's like, so you sit there and you talk to each other and you tell him everything. Don't put a mask on. Tell him everything. Say, this is the way life is. This is who I am. I have no intentions of changing. I have no intentions of changing you. If this guy runs away, that tells you one thing. You didn't scare him away. He just wasn't strong enough for you, because that's who you are. You're a very strong, independent, straightforward person, and obviously he's not. Okay?
Yep.
So the person coming up in 2 months, I would say around two months, 2 weeks, and it's kind of a fluctuation thing, because I think it depends on you. You know, you still have things you got to work on yourself, and you know that as well as I do, so just really get into it. I'm just telling everybody, this next week coming up as we go into the first year, just relax. Take it easy. Take a break. And then when the first year comes around, then start working on those things. But this time, just be successful. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Alrighty.
Thank you for the reading.
If you really want to get another hour reading, you know the prices. Take advantage of them. Yeah, that's right, man. Like I told everybody, it's $10. You want to get 2 hours, it's $20. You can't get this anywhere else. So I would love to work with you and get into the thing. But I'd also like to do, I've been talking about this a lot, and how important it is for past lives. When you get past life readings, it just pinpoints for little things in your present life. You trace them back to the source where they came from, that lifetime. We can even do it in this lifetime if you got some things you want to deal with. It just helps you either embrace it and say that's a good characteristic, or guilt or some pain or something you need to let go of, because I'm not a person that just helps you find it. I'll also help you get rid of it, okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for the call, and you have a great night. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Okay. She was a very nice lady. She's going to do a lot of things this year, I'm telling you.
Okay. All right.
Who, you?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Good, are you talking to me?
Yes. No, I'm talking to the girl behind you.
That's funny.
Talking to you now. So, what's your name?
My name's Holly. I'm over here in Seattle.
Holly in Seattle. Are you married?
Yes.
Too bad. You're. He's not a great person.
Thanks.
So...
I don't really know what to ask.
So did you have a comment about the show? What do you think about gods and God? Do you think that they all exist and just God's the head of everything?
I'm not good at this on-the-spot stuff, but I believe there's one God, and then the rest are angels.
Okay, good. No, that's your opinion? That's what I would tell everybody. Your opinion is your opinion. It's the way you perceive things, so... Opinions are just how you feel and how you believe. So how can you argue with that?
Yeah.
I thought that was a good analogy as any. So you just ask a couple questions, whatever pops in your mind.
Oh, okay.
Just relax.
Wondering if my husband is going to go back and work in California. He kind of commutes lately.
So basically you want to go back to California?
I'm wondering if he's going back, like, to work. He works out there 3 weeks and comes home one weekend like that.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if he's going to continue doing that, or is he done doing that?
I will say one thing. I feel like he's going to go back to California.
I know. Yeah. I have thought, too.
I don't feel like this is over. I feel like it's going to get better. It seems like that. He seems really serious.
About his work, yeah. He's like a workaholic.
Yeah, he needs to also have some outlets. I'm pretty sure. When's your birthday, Holly?
Mine is 10/25/64.
10/25/64?
Uh-huh.
Correct? 10/25. It's October October 24th, right?
25th.
Someone smack me, would you? October 25th, which means you are...
Scorpio,
yeah. Well, I guess that's why I felt like there were certain things about your life and certain things that you enjoy with your husband that we shouldn't talk about on the air. But It was one of those things, though. The first thing I picked up with is you have a very strong spirituality. But and people don't realize that sometimes, really, realistically, spirituality and sexuality do go hand in hand because it's a combination of certain things that you experience with your significant other that you just love because of the energy connection.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. But I picked up a lot more, but we'll just go that far with that one. It came up when we were talking about releasement, okay? So you do help in that whole situation. I just feel like that you're going to be moving.
Oh, good. Where?
California.
Yeah?
That's what I get.
Sounds good to me.
Because I see you leaving Seattle. So you're definitely going down the coast.
Yeah.
And when I say down the coast, when I look at the calendar, when I look at the map, you're going down toward Mexico. So I feel like, from what I can see, California is where you stop. And for some reason, I keep seeing Redland. I'm not really sure where Redland is at, but that sure comes to my head.
You said Loveland?
No, Redland.
Say it again. Sorry.
Redland.
Can you spell it? Because I hear L-O-V.
Okay. That's R-E. R-E-D. Redland.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm just saying, when you go into the next year, you know, whatever is possible will happen. So what I want you should also focus on exactly where you want to do, because I just don't feel like you like it in Seattle anymore.
No, I don't.
So it's like one of those things I'm telling everybody now. It's like focus on where you want to be, and don't be surprised with where you end up at.
Oh, sounds good. I'd love to see the sun again.
I hear that a lot about Seattle, but you're definitely leaving there, because it keeps talking about things getting better between the two of you. And when I sit there and focus on it, I really don't see that there's anything bad going on between the two of you personally.
No.
There's just certain things that you're not happy with that you feel like could make this whole lot better, even to the point of expressing to your husband if you were just somewhere else. All I'm saying to you is, if you get to that place where you want to be at somewhere else, all the things you think you can't do until you go to California, you should start doing them now. And then you go, because I always tell people this, like, if you want to find a significant other, start sleeping on one side of the bed, start parking on the right side of the garage, just start making room for it. And when you sit there and put it in the past tense of, like, it already happened,
yeah,
and then things happen. Because I used to tell everybody when I wanted to make $400 a week, I wasn't making $400 a week. And everybody said, well, isn't that lying? I said, no, that's what I can see in my mind. That's my vision. So therefore, I'm living my vision. And then, behold and behold, I will be living my vision. And it wasn't 2 weeks later, I ran to my boss. Something came over me and says, talk to the man and ask him for what you want. I walked away making $400 a week. So I tell everybody, when you start focusing on it, and every time someone asked me before that, how much money do you make a week? I would go, $400. Really? I need to get a raise. You know, I'm sitting there, they go, you sure about that? I'm positive. I make $400 a week. And then, lo and behold, before the end of the month, I was making $400 a week. But I had to live it, too. That's how manifestations work. A lot of times you don't even notice it even happened. You're just going with the manifestation. Next thing you know, you're living it. And then you have a tendency to look back and go, wow, I did that. Now what can I do? You know? And that's what I'm saying here. You're a very powerful woman.
Yeah.
You've gotten your husband. You've gotten your husband to do a lot of things that most people say, no, he won't do that.
Yeah.
And he did it. He ended up doing it.
I'm laughing.
Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah.
Your husband,
okay.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, he's like waiting to talk to me, so I kind of have to hang up.
No problem. Tell him I said hi, and tell him he should get a past life reading.
Yeah, I want one. I will. I'll contact you.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for the call.
Okay,
Happy
bye.
New Year. Happy New
you
Year.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay. Don't you love technology? Everything's stuck in mode. All right, guys, here we go. And also, if you all want to call in, the number here is 646-721-9031. Now, the ones I've been telling you about past live readings and getting readings with me, the number for my private readings are 937-838-6337. And right now, till the end of January, they're only $10 for an hour and $5 for a half hour. So jump on the bandwagon. Come on, let's go. I love doing past life readings. You'd be amazed. They're fun. Area code 404. You're on the line. You're on the air. What's your name?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. What's your name?
Toria.
Toria?
Yeah, short for Victoria.
Okay, that's cool. I like that. It's very unique.
Thanks. I had a question regarding job. I've been applying to jobs right and left, still actively applying. I landed an internship, but it's unpaid, so it doesn't really help too much. But I've been doing freelance stuff, everything from like catering events to event planning and everything. And I just wanted to see when you would see a more permanent form of income coming my way. Like, I know I'll get something because I'm, you know, working hard and staying positive, and there's not a doubt in my mind that I'll get something. But
are you pouring yourself into what you love to do?
Well, right now I'm a photographer, and but in New York, I'm actually here in New York, and it's really, really competitive. But I'm starting off just doing like freelance stuff, like portrait sessions, etc.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's freelancy, so 1 week you might have two or three people who want photos taken, but then another week you're eating Easy Mac. So.
Well, I understand what you're saying. When's your birthday?
November 12th, 1989.
November 12th. What you got to do is you got to stop thinking about things and limitations. Okay. Because you want things to turn around real quickly, and see, but see in your subconscious mind, you don't think that can happen because of the economy and I guess you would say worldly things that are around you right now. The technique I used to use when I had my own shop, which is basically being self-employed and doing the whole thing and walking into this thing pretty wide open, and even the ideal thinking myself, you know, ooh, this is a definite different change, because I've been used to working for jobs, getting an hourly wage and getting paid by the week, and I felt like security was there, okay? But
okay.
But the big thing is it wasn't, okay? People can fire you in a minute, and if people can fire you in a minute, that means life can change in a minute as well, in the positive way. So I stopped thinking about that and started thinking when I got in the shop, okay, we're trying to manifest things, right? So I sit there and said, okay, what would I like for this week? How much money would I like to make this week? How much money would I like to make today? So I started determining it. I started saying, I want to do 10 readings today and make $200. Now, every time I did that, I would say 9 out of 10 times, that's exactly what happened that day. Okay. But a lot of times with situations, people will freak out because the next day I didn't make anything.
Yeah.
And they want to put so much emphasis on that one day that it's going to affect the whole year. And you're sitting there going, no. My guides would say, and my angels come through and say, no, that's one day that you didn't make any money, but it's only one day out of 365 or 50, whatever. I don't know how many days is there in a day. But I'm just saying, they're sitting there saying, when you focus on that and you start focusing on what you want, you don't have time to think on the lack of, and then you just start thinking of more ways to make more money. And it's, plus, they're always telling me, too, to focus on service and what you want to do. The more you focus on what you love to do, the rest of it will take care of itself. But we should get so caught up in the world telling us we have to do certain things. And they always emphasize the responsibility thing, too. Oh, you want to get a job because you don't be a burden on people. And this
right.
Competition thing, there is no such thing as competition. You're here for a reason. And if you're a person who's supposed to be a photographer, then there's already been a space made before you, before you were even born. So you have to look at it that way. I'm here. I'm doing what I'm doing. If people look at you as a, because people will do that, but they're also on a different level. They're looking at you going, you know, you're taking money from me. I used to try to work in people's shops, and there was a couple of people who said, no, you can't work in my shop, because if you work in my shop, then the readings I was getting, you're taking away. They don't realize actuality, what's happening is you're more likely going to get more business.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
those people will come in and get readings. And then if they bring buddies with them, more than likely, I can't handle it all. You're going to get more readings. But see, they don't look at the more. They're looking at the lack. You know, if you come in here, I'm not going to have readings. So they're focusing on the lack of. They're not looking
right.
at the potential. I mean, that's why I started doing my radio show every six days a week. More exposure means I reach more people. If I started doing the opposite and falling into fear and go, well, I have no money to, I don't have the money to keep doing this, then I'm not going to have any money. So we focus
right.
on the situation of going, what is the main reason for doing what you're doing? You want to give. You want to give a service. You want people to have great photographs or just certain things. You know, certain things, or there's a certain thing you think you can bring to people that will bring them some kind of feeling by seeing your pictures. You feel like they're
right.
you're contributing, and that's a service. It's a different way of service, but it's still a service. And then it kind of develops into more services where you're actually doing picking, you know, taking portraits and you're doing certain things, maybe even doing weddings and stuff. It just but by putting yourself in something you really love to do, it opens up avenues, not the other way around. And if you're focusing on sometimes in situations, it works for some people. It's one of those things to try to figure if it works for you. If you're in a situation where you're trying to work other jobs at the same time you're doing trying to do something you love, and you feel like that. You just can't do both of them, more than likely you can't. So it's telling you to have faith and focus on what you're supposed to do, and then you will be making a living exactly what you're supposed to be doing. But right now, everybody's kind of caught up in this whole thing with this economy and not realizing that if we don't start focusing on ourselves and what we're actually really supposed to do, then the economy is going to be just that. It's going to be dominating us. When in actuality, let's say this, put it this way. If human beings did not live on this face of this earth, there would not be no economy. So
yeah,
you trace it,
yeah.
trace it back to source. It's you. So if
right,
you're doing
right.
what you're supposed to be doing, it'll be doing what it's supposed to do because everybody is. It's mass consciousness. If mass consciousness is center saying, world sucks, world sucks.
Yeah,
you know?
It's kind of like I was listening to you tell the woman earlier on the phone call asking and worrying about love life or whatever. And, you know, I'm not going to lie, about like a year ago, I was kind of in the same boat and it was kind of like, oh, it's like when, and in actuality, desperation just kind of like push what I wanted away. And, you know, I had to do a lot of self work on myself and just, you know, love myself. And then,
yeah.
You know, I one of my friends actually made a joke, but, you know, it's so true. You should just, like, accept. I think so many people get hung up on, okay, what are they going to look like? When am I going to meet them? What am I going to know or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, it's just great when it's, like, all you should really expect is just to be loved, you know. I just so wanted to like say that to that person on the line. It was just like, yeah, like just don't focus on it. You'll know. But
maybe the reason people can't find who they're looking for because they don't know themselves.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm just saying with you, it's the same thing. The energy you use to attract a relationship, you use to attract a business, a career. Emotional stability, the people, the friends, everybody in your life, everything that comes along, you are attracting. And if you're on the same, if you're just an unconditional loving person, I guarantee you would have everything you wanted. You'd be doing exactly what you want to do, because you know for a fact that it all starts with loving yourself, but also loving what you want to do too. So with this, see, the one thing you was talking about before, there's a big competition there. In New York City. No, there's only competition there because everybody says there is. It's a human concept. So when you sit here and start focusing and say, well, I know who I am, and I feel like I'm destined to do this, that's a spiritual concept. So therefore, you've already raised at least one level above them because they're still on the human level, and they're still stuck down in their Chevys. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, what would you recommend that I do just in terms of,
advice for attracting definitely a high paying job, mm-hmm. or at least even something that's comfortable, mm-hmm. that covers rent and some side
right?
spending money.
Right. You live in New York City, right?
Yes.
What you should do is you should look out the window. Look at all the people and their little bustly little things going back and forth, and ask yourself, everybody that you see wants something. You put yourself in a position on how you can supply that service. Because I tell you right now, my daughter, every time she has a kid, she has to get pictures taken.
Yeah.
So, you know, what you got to do is, one thing I will say for the ones that these picture places and the malls and that kind of stuff, one thing they cannot do is give you, you cannot, it's just too much machinery about the whole thing. And I love it when I see a photographer who's actually using a camera compared to using a computer, because there's
yeah.
so much of your personality that's on those pictures and so much thing that you can do, because you seem to find things and see things that nobody else can see. So
right.
with your situation, it's the idea of looking out the window and saying, all those people out there want something, and I do photography, and what could I do for them? Just talk to people. One thing I used to do was, when I first moved to Manitou Springs, Colorado, and I opened my shop, I walked around all these other shops and just started talking to people. If I was walking in to get vitamins, I would sit there, and people would have this fascination with certain things, and I would just sit there and drop things down, you know, like, hey, you ever had a palm reading before? And they go, well, you know, this costs money. I said, no, they don't. Give me your hand. So I check it out and do a palm reading for them. And they go, you guys shop here in town? I said, sure do. Right up here on so-and-so place. And, you know, it's just one of those things, giving you an opportunity to hand a card or talk to somebody. But your personality and who you are is going to get you everything you want. So interact, because you have to, I mean, until you can learn how to manifest things. Like if you can manifest money right into your palm of your hand, that's great. But until you do that, everything that you ever need is going to come through other human beings.
Right,
so what you
right.
got to do is figure out how to get them to come to you. The way you get them to come to you is, like I said before, sit down, because I was talking to a friend of mine the other day. I was talking about that too. What can I do? You know, I want to move to a different state. I don't have any money or nothing right now to do that. I said, well, don't let that stop you. Sit down right
yeah.
this minute and figure out what that would be. What would be a comfortable figure for you to get from point A to point B? And how do you want to do it? Because you're just sitting there saying, I want to go. I'm tired of this. But you haven't really affirmed it. So
right.
in your situation, it's every day before you get out of that freaking bed, say, today I would like to run into 10 people who want to work with me. Or just simply say, at the beginning of the week, by the end of this, a financial blessing will happen before the end of this week. You're putting it out there. You want a financial blessing. And they know what you're going through, and they know why you need that financial blessing. I started doing that the last 3 weeks. Every freaking week I've had stuff pop in, and it's getting more and more to the point where I've actually started thinking other ways of putting it. Right now,
oh,
I sit
wow.
there, right now I sit there and I go, I'm going to do 20 financially blessed readings by the end of the week. And right now I got 17 to go. But see, what you're doing is you're in anticipation of waiting for it to happen. So the universe knows you want it because you're waiting for it. And it's going to happen. And things are going to turn around for you. Like I've been telling everybody else, take the rest of the week off. Relax. Get comfortable. Get rested up. But I guarantee you, as soon as that freaking ball hits the freaking floor and the ground, I'm going to start thinking of what I can do for this next year. I already have. I haven't taken my advice. But
small random question, but do you see me doing stuff on New Year's? I have not gone shopping for New Year's, and I'm a girl, so of course we have to shop and everything, and it's like 3 or 4 days away, and snow hit us, so I've kind of been inside.
Don't be a prisoner being a woman, okay? Saying you
yeah.
have to shop? You love to shop. Come on. I know I do. I'm not a woman. I'm just saying, what's your situation? You know what I would do on New Year's night? I would sit there and take my camera out and start taking pictures of people and just hand them and say, if you'd like to get a copy of these pictures, here's my card. Talk to you later. I guarantee you, you'll get at least 4 to 5 people that will call you back, and you'll be doing great.
That sounds like a lot of bar hopping, though.
Yeah, but see, in the process of living and loving what you do, it's also the idea of enjoying where you're at. Because, I mean, I was doing readings in Colorado, and how I got there, I was working for a phone company doing psychic readings. And some lady, I remember this, I said, I'd love to go to Colorado. And I was in a situation, too, at the time where things wasn't going so great for me either. I mean, they were going, but they wasn't. And I worked for a couple companies, but I just said was certain things I wanted to do. And I just simply put it out there, I want to go to Colorado. Never said nothing about, I don't have any money to do. I just said, I learned a long time ago not to say anything that might interfere with it. So I just put out there what I wanted. And then this lady calls me up and said she wanted a reading from me. And we got a reading and stuff, and she lived in Colorado. And she said, how would you like to come out here and work for me? I'm sitting there going, I think I dropped the phone. What? And then she said, yeah. She goes, I can give you a job. I was really arrogant and said, okay, if you really want me to come out there and work with you and that kind of thing, then I require this. I don't have any travel pay right now, so therefore you'd have to supply my travel. I'd have to have a place to live and money, the whole thing that's going on. You got to come up with these little things. So I thought for sure, I wasn't sure she was serious. So when she called me back in 20 minutes, and she goes, okay, you can rent our basement out. Okay. You have a job with me. Okay, I got that one. Check. And then she said, I'm renting an SUV. I'm coming out to pick you up. I had never met this person in face-to-face ever. And she actually brought her two little kids with her, and she rented an SUV, drove from Colorado to Wisconsin and picked me up and took me back. I'm telling everybody, so you say, you're sitting there looking at the limitations of why you can't do things. Just do like I did. Just affirm it and say, I want to do this. And then let the universe do the rest. All I'm saying to you is take the responsibility that when these opportunities do fall in your lap, take advantage of them. If it's simply just somebody walking up to you one day and handing you $1,000 and saying, you don't have to pay me back. The best way you can pay me back is being successful. So use the money wisely. And never seeing them again, I've seen that happen a lot.
I've actually heard stories like that, yes,
and they've happened. I mean, I've told stories myself when I'm on the air about things of people saying you need money for and actually getting hotel rooms and apartments and that kind of stuff without having any money. And then the money came afterwards where I could keep them, but I had them before the money. So I'm just saying, affirm it, know you can do it, and you'll be living it.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, and please, I'm telling everybody, just think about getting an hour reading, because this next year, you'll be amazed what you can do.
Okay, great. Thanks so much. Have a happy new year.
You too. Thank you.
All right, bye.
And don't get stuck in the snow, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Next caller. That's 347. That's you. You're on the line. How are you today?
Good. How are you? This is Natalie calling from New York.
Natalie, another New Yorker.
Yeah. Oh, I just heard your story about the job that you got with the lady who came to pick you up and all of that.
Oh, yeah.
How do I manifest an apartment within the next 3 days? I need an apartment for my children and I, and I don't have any money.
Uh-huh. So what you want to do?
Okay,
here you go, okay? Here's another story for you guys. I'll tell you, when I was in Florida, we were in a situation where we had the money, but my girlfriend had just started a job, worked there a week. I was starting my business, so basically we really hadn't been working at all. And 2 days before that, I sat there and said something on the line saying, if we could just find somebody that could be understanding and just take our money and get what we want, that would be great. So then I started focusing on exactly what I wanted, which was a 4-bedroom, 2-bathroom home. I wanted sliding glass doors, which means The windows are long and tall, and they slide to the side. Hardwood floors. I like hardwood floors because as a reader, that's a great way to ground, and I can do it better. And just all these things. I started focusing, and so I like to have a bookshelf that's actually built in, and have an office and that kind of stuff, and just have a room for all of our kids, and have a room for ourselves, so everybody has their own little space, and everything's going good. And I remember talking to my friend about this too. At the same time, I was talking to my fiance and said, "Hey, you know, if we could just find somebody who would just be understanding to give us a place and take our money, I know for a fact we can get ourselves on our feet in 30 days." And I said, "There has to be an easier way. There has to be an easier way of doing this." Well, we were out driving around looking for. Actually, we were looking for a haunted house that we had heard about, because we used to do this. We'd go find places that were for rent or for sale, just to go in the places and do our paranormal work. And or if we wanted to go buy a house, what we would do is we'd go to these places that were for sale and get ourselves in the house so we could get the feel for it. The more we could visualize it and feel it, the more we can manifest it. It's the same thing with apartments too. But I know for a fact we were sitting there looking for this house that was supposedly haunted by a ghost that was actually giving decorating tips to the person who was living there. And I was like, "This is very fascinating. We've got to find this for this place, right?" So we jump on our van, and we're out there looking for this place, driving up and down the road, and we finally found it. But as we were leaving, I just happened to catch a glimpse out of the corner of my eye of a red sign. And I said, I think I've seen a house for rent. And she goes, "Really? I didn't see nothing." I said, "Turn around. I want to see it again, because I just caught it, you know." Sure enough, turn around, it's a for rent sign. So I remember this because it was getting dark. She got out of the van and she wrote down the number. I called it, and 2 days later we're in that house, looking around, checking it out. And I remember this too, because the guy that was showing us the house did not speak English. So we had to go through a translator. And we were sitting there talking, and he's Ukrainian. So
wow.
We were sitting there talking to this guy, right? And I sit there and told him what we was looking for, you know, looking for a place, and we had the money. But I said, you know, my girlfriend just started working. I don't have a job, but I've always had a pretty good business. I'm just reestablishing it here and that kind of thing. And all of a sudden, I see the guy go out in the front yard and pull the for rent sign out and throw it in the garage. And then he told me 2 days to come back, and we'll get it all figured out. So we came back in 2 days. Now we had $2,500. It was going to be $2,300 to move in his place, because we had a dog, and I forgot about freaking deposits for stupid dogs. But and she didn't have a stupid dog. I'm just saying it was a stupid situation. I'm sick of deposits for dogs and animals. But when we walked back down there that time, something told me just to tell her just to bring $1,850. I didn't know at the time why. I just have a tendency to follow that instinct. Okay, so we walk in that place. And always listen to everything is said to you, too, because it all makes a difference. Trust me on that one, because when we walk in that place, I signed the lease everywhere you were supposed to sign the lease. I was trying to get my ex-fiancée to sign it, and she was off doing this and that and the other, almost like she didn't want to sign it. And what happened later on was she did a bunch of crazy stuff, which I wish I wouldn't have let her sign it. Okay? And that was a sign that came up to me then. But what happened was, well, as we were sitting there talking, I was going to try to talk him down, saying because the place was filthy. It needed to be cleaned. I forgot I was talking to you Ukrainian people who have a different philosophy. I'm not saying it's good or bad. It was just the way he looked at things. I'm sitting there going, "Your refrigerator's dirty. The counters are dirty. It's going to take some time to clean up." I said, "You should at least knock a couple $100 off of that." And he goes, he just looked at me and said, "You take some paper, put over top of it, it'd be fine." I said, "Okay, I guess." Yeah, I'm not getting any place with this, huh? So we looked at the situation. So I said, "Okay, I'm only supposed to bring $1,850. I know I always do these things for a reason. What's going on?" So I just turned and looked at the house and said, "You know, sir," I said, "there's some of these light fixtures, the wiring needs fixed and that kind of stuff." And at that time, I wasn't really caring if I got any money knocked off. I just wanted to tell him, you know, so we get them all fixed. And then my ex-fiance said she wanted to redo the kitchen floor with real stone tile and I told him I wanted to repaint the outside because I love green. I want to change it to a different color and just start talking about all this stuff. Well, all of a sudden he started talking to his son who was translating for us. And I said, "What's he saying?" He said, "If you're going to do all that work, He said the $300 you owe him, you owe him nothing. I'm sitting there going, now I know why. I was only supposed to bring $1,850 because that's all it's going to cost me. We actually walked out of there. Even then, we still saved $300. So I was like, this is just getting better. And if you would have seen the neighborhood, I told somebody, I tell people all the time, the reason I get so crazy about definition and details, because I ask for a quiet neighborhood. I ask for neighbors, good neighbors, if they wasn't good neighbors, to keep to themselves. I also asked for a big front yard, backyard. I should have asked for more trees. I only got one, but that's besides the point, right? But the bedrooms, it was four bedrooms and a two bath. Now, you can look at it and say it's a bathroom and it's a bath and a half, but there was still two bathrooms in there. What I consider bathrooms is, you know,
right.
You go into the bathroom because someone else is in the other one. That's my detail of a bathroom. Doesn't have to have a tub or a shower, but as long as you got some place to go, it's can be a really pain in the butt sometimes when you're sitting there waiting to go. And then in the front room, it had a built-in bookshelf. They had hardwood floors. The windows slid to the side, and what was so funny about it was they had just redone the windows, so it didn't have windows like that when it was first built. But when we got there, it was. So when we talk about manifesting things, don't put no limitations on exactly what you can do when you find out what it was and now what it is for you, you know, that kind of thing. And my ex-fiance, she was just freaking out because of it was amazing too when we got the power turned on, because it's amazing when life essence, how much it does have an influence over a dwelling, where it turns in from where it goes from being a house to becoming a home. And that's what happened. As soon as that power came on and everything was going on and just things like that. And even the experience itself. I remember before we got the lights turned on, we had to deal with the darkness for like a day or two until they got to turn the power on. And how the kids freaked out when the lights went out and they're all surrounding me and they're hugging all over me. You know, you start looking at these things and those are the experiences that you're looking for. And that's the love and the creation that brought this all about. But I'm just saying, in those situations, everything I had written down in my journal, even the point of the $2,500 we had, it was one of those years, just everything fell together. I feel like it was because it was the people that were together as themselves. I mean, I'm no longer with her then, but at that time she was a different frame of mind. She had a drug problem. But at that time she was actually better, and things were good. But see, the one thing I tell about details is everything, I had a quiet neighborhood. The neighbors stayed to themselves. We had everything we wanted in the house. Everything fell into place just like I'd written down. And I was amazed by the $2,500 because what had happened was my ex-fiance had always been trying to get her ex-husband, for child support, back child support. For some reason, every time he'd do his taxes, he got away with it. Well, the year when I was focusing on manifesting $2,500 just for the fact of getting in that place, that year they took him and got his money. And our first payment that we got from him, from the money they took for child support, was $2,560. And I've been focusing on $2,500. I don't see that as a coincidence. Because every time I've ever focused on anything and manifested anything, it seems like God and angels always give me a little bit more. Just to say, what do you really want? You're willing to settle for $2,500. Here's $2,560. And we didn't use the whole $2,500. We only used $1,850 of it. So, you know, you start looking at these things and you start getting excited and you start, okay, I don't like the van we got. We need another one. So you start going and doing something else. So I feel like if you get really detailed about your situation, you'll be out of there. But also in the same situation, what you want to do, because I've seen, like I said, that happened in 4 days. We found the place in two, and 2 days later we moved in. And most people would say that most times those things take a little bit longer than that. But it seemed like it all fell into days. And that's what we wanted. We wanted to get out where we was, and we wanted to go where we wanted to be. And it happened so very quickly. So things can happen overnight. I've seen those happen too as well. And we were talking about bus, you know, sitting at a bus stop and saying, I don't want to sit here no more. Hey, God, I'm being very honest with you. It might sound like I'm lazy, but I want to go home. And then 5 minutes later, it happens. Just as simple as that. So I feel like in your situation, if you get more detailed about what you want to do, I feel like it's going to change very quickly. We just have a bad just say we have a bad habit of looking at the world around us and looking at the limitations that everybody else has imposed. I'm telling you, when you drop those things off, get them off your shoulders and see what's really going on, and you have that first miracle, as we call it, happening, you start thinking the reason it happened is because of the way I was thinking and the way I was focusing and the essence of where I wanted to be at. So if I was you, I would find a place that I really wanted to go into, because I've actually been in situations where there were some houses I really wanted to buy that wasn't for sale, and I really focused on those things, and they became for sale a week later. Do not put any limitations on what you can do right now.
Well, I've been looking, but like I said, I have no money yet, so I'm expecting a miracle.
I'm just saying, when I was in Colorado, I was in a situation living in a hotel. I got a chance to look at some apartments in this one apartment place where I actually wanted to live. They all came up. It was like five of them. I went there and looked. Didn't have any money. I didn't have any money to get this apartment. And I walked up in there, and I was like asking my guides, why am I going up here to look at these apartments? I got no money. And they go, you never know what might happen. So look at the hotel room you got. Because I actually got the hotel room by just walking in one day and told them, I have $17. I don't have $35. I know it's $35, but I got $17. Can I get a room? And she looked at me and said, I actually talked to her for about an hour. And she finally looked at me and she goes, I promised myself I wouldn't do this again. And she gave me a freaking hotel room. And she didn't even take my $17. So, and I actually got that room for 2 days because I paid her on Friday and I got it on Wednesday. So, you know, you just got to go in there. And I always tell people, too, when you go into these situations, be very honest with yourself. Be very honest with the people, because people, honestly, realistically, deep down, are nice people wanting to do nice things for people. And if you put it out there and put it in perspective and let things happen the way they're supposed to happen, I mean, you're right now in a situation you want to get out of. It's the idea of focusing on not what you're into, but where you want to be at. Because, I mean, right now I'm doing radio. Now, some people would say, wouldn't you like to do real radio? Okay, but the point is, when I manifested the idea of working and doing a radio show, I have a radio show. So you have to look at those things and say, okay, maybe it's not the top of the line. But I remember when I manifested it, I didn't say really detailed about what I wanted to do. I said, I just want to do a radio show. And then all of a sudden, something fell in my lap, and I was able to do it. I feel like it's one of those things that's a path, okay? So it's one leading to the other. So they didn't give me – so it's like one of the things that given me what I needed at the time I needed. And then when the things get into a little situation where I can actually do more, and maybe the idea is a training to do a real radio station. Or maybe it's just the ideal. I like talking with people, and it's an outlet. But either way it goes, it's a manifestation that has happened, and it's like I sit back and be grateful for it every day. And then when I'm the more grateful for, I guess it's one of those things. The more I focus on each day and looking at everything that I'm actually grateful for, I don't have time to think about what I don't have. Because when you're thinking about what you don't have, or you're thinking about how bad the place you are in, all you're doing is reaffirming it and attracting more of it. Now, in the process of manifestation, what we're trying to do is attract what we want, where we really want to be at. And those are the things we should be focusing on. So I feel like in your situation, 3 days, and I also feel like the situation you're talking about is going to turn out to be a very positive one, as long as you sit down and make the conscious effort to figure out what that is. Find a place. Get in that place. Feel it. See it. Visualize it. If you've got a freaking, I'm serious, go find some piece, go buy some flyers or some, what do you call those things? Not flyers. Pamphlets. If you can find some pamphlets of places you want to live at and focus on those things, don't be surprised if things don't pop up where there's opportunities, because beforehand, maybe the reason there's no opportunities because you haven't been focusing on any. You've just been focusing on the ideal. I need to go somewhere else, or I have to go somewhere else.
Right.
Because you're focusing on those things too much. And we already know what the problem is. Now we need to take all the energy and focus on the solution. So therefore, you use your imagination to come up with a solution in what you want and put it all together and make a nice picture, and pretty soon you'll be living that picture.
All right.
Okay, so I'm just saying, I mean, I don't tell people this stuff because it sounds great. I've actually lived this. I mean, when I got that hotel room, I found out later on, the lady who was running the hotel, the place I actually wanted to live in, an apartment complex, I found out later on her husband managed that place.
Wow. Now,
if I wouldn't have taken the risk and walking up there, and sometimes it takes a lot of risk to walk up to somebody and ask them for something that most people would tell you you can't do.
Right.
And find out later on, really? I can't do that? I just did. And then I walked, and the same thing with the apartment. Walked up to an apartment. I didn't have the money to get the apartment. But in the process of putting myself in there, at that moment, an opportunity presented itself because his maintenance man was drunk. I used to be a 2-year certified painter, and he wanted that apartment painted. He wanted it finished so he could rent it out. I'm sitting there, and I told the guy, I would love this apartment. And that's one thing I started saying to a lot. I love this apartment. I love being here. I would love to live here. And opportunities would just pop out of nowhere. And this guy looked at me and said, well, my maintenance man is drunk. He said, I have a deal for you. I said, really? I've been waiting. You know? And the guy said, if you paint this apartment, if you finish painting this apartment, you can move in right now. That was the first week in November. And then he said, when December rolls around, we have a special going on where it's $99. All you have to do is have a deposit and move right in. Okay? Now, you got to look at that situation, too, real clearly. Now, usually most people don't get that special unless that's the first month you're moving in. And he still gave me that opportunity. Even after I moved in the first month and finished paying the apartment, I'd already been living there a month, he still gave me that special. So, see, I'm telling you, you never know what's going to happen until you put yourself in that position. But I guarantee if you take the risk and listen to that guidance and where you feel your gut's telling you to go, I guarantee you things are going to get a whole lot better and you're going to find yourself out of solutions. You're going to find yourself living these solutions and always finding a solution to every problem you get yourself into, and then you're going to start realizing that maybe if I start listening more, maybe I wouldn't have the problems. So do that. Sit down.
I will.
Get out the phone. Sit down. Start getting in detail exactly where you want to live at. Because I've seen too many situations of people putting details where they want to live at, the people they want to meet, and then when they get in those places, they're freaked out because it meets the description that they put down. Or the person, that kind of stuff. It's freaky. So I would get to work.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. And if you get a chance, if you get back to the past this situation, I'd love to pass live reading for you. So let me know.
Will do.
All
right. Thank you again. Bye-bye.
Thank you. I love it. Thank you for the phone call. You have a great Happy New Year.
You too.
Bye-bye now. All right, so we got another hour and 16 minutes to go. The number here is 646-721-9031. Plus, we were also talking about readings and past life readings and personal private readings. That's on my private line, which is 937-838-6337. Or contact me at my website, which is psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. And be glad to do that for you. Right now we're having great rates. We have a great price for you. It's only $10 for an hour and $5 for a half hour. And that's basically everything I do. Dream interpretations, past lives, a relationship, anything you can think of, you can get in that hour. So give me a call. I also have a co-host on here who's not with us today, but she'll be back with us tomorrow. Contact her at her number. It's 818. Make sure I got this right. It's 818-200. Try to get that last part. Let's see here. Let me make sure I got that. It's 818-200-7431. She's very gifted. Does angel readings. She's really good. I think you should also. I think her website is adoredangel.yolasite.com. So give her a call. We'd be glad to do those readings for you. Like I said, it's only $10 for an hour and $5 for a half hour, so jump on the bandwagon. And I'm only offering that to my people who call into my show to show you my appreciation, because I love it. I love your calls, love your support, and love that you're listening out there, and just love sharing with you as much as I can. So let's go to our next caller and see what's up and answer some more questions. So, 580, you're on the line, you're on the air. So, hey, how are you, and what's your name?
Hi, my name is Barbara.
Barbara, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing good. Where are you from?
I'm in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. You close to Stillwater?
About 3 hours away. I'm closer to Texas.
Okay. Why would I pick up Stillwater? Any connection there?
No.
Okay. Well, don't be surprised. The next 2 weeks that you change that answer to yes. But that's all I'm telling you. But you have a couple questions for us?
Well, you know, everything in my life right now is changing, and I don't know what to ask you about.
So what you're saying is things are changing in your life. Things are really good, and so going into this next year, you're just really thinking what can happen and what could be really more positive than what's going on now. But if it's not by January, that'll be another thing you'll be changing too. Yes.
Actually, things are getting better, and things are really looking good for next year too. So
did you call in? Did you have a comment about our show? I mean, sometimes I have the shows and I have these little topics and stuff, and sometimes we get so caught up in the readings, we kind of lose track of the theme in some ways. But what I was telling you about, we were talking about gods and God himself and just the idea of how it trickles down and basically all the guidance and help that you do have into this point of creating the life you want. It's amazing we haven't really taken the time to really access this help of people just struggling and beating their head off walls.
Well, I do access this help, and I find that my guidance usually tells me that the names that they are called are not actually important, not to them.
Exactly. No, I agree with 100% on that one, because what's important? What's important is maybe it's important what they can do for you, and that's what they tell everybody. They're there for service. They're called. They just want you to call up on them.
Yeah, that's more important to them. They want to be utilized. They are there, and they want us all to recognize that and to go ahead and to call on them. And it doesn't matter if we call them God or if we call them, you know, Peter Pan or anything else. The name is not important to them.
Exactly. Now, if you sort of look at the situation, they're like genies. When you ask them something, it's more of, your wish is my command. And the way it works was, if you sit there, and plus if you're Christians, you should know this, guys. I mean, it says in the Bible, I think it's Psalms 91, God gives angels charge over us. Now, what does that mean? It's a category we talked about before. We're talking about guardian angels. But then again, if you sort of look at I think it's actually a broader sense of the thing, because when they start talking about guardian angels, what we have guarding over us falls in that category. So we can have many things. I mean, I know for a fact we have angels that come in, and we have also, they come in from time to time to help us out with certain things, and they leave. So it's a constant, angels on guard, I guess, but not the guides. But the guardian angels are so powerful. I mean, we're going to do this, if I'm not mistaken, it's coming up here, one of the shows, I can't remember which one it was, but we're talking about guardian angels, and we're talking about guardian angel letters, and I've had people ask me about the guardian angel letters, and I said, they're very powerful, because what you do is you'll sit down, address it to whatever comes to you, you can just say guardian angels, but if you have a name to go with it, then you can address it that way as well, right in the context of the letter, exactly what you want. And to change, which I always recommend you use it for a present situation you got going on right now. Or if you want to know if somebody cares about you or someone loves you or somebody's been really giving you a lot of, because there are innocent situations of people connecting and people know it, but you have some kind of silly guy who just doesn't want to admit what it is, so he'll have a tendency to be distant. And I recommended this lady to write a guardian angel letter, and she wrote a letter saying that she wanted him to confess how he really felt about her and stop playing this way, and just a bunch of other things. And she wrote the letter. She basically said thank you in advance, signed it, and then burned it. Was that such your way for delivering it? So she sent it on its way. And then I think it wasn't a week. But one thing I tell people about the whole thing is I warn them that they're very powerful and you will get an answer. And you can also tell if it's really a message that's been delivered too. So if you sit there and take the piece and you burn it, and let's say that in the process of burning it, it goes up in flames real quick, that's a good letter. If you sit there and you got to light it 3 or 4 times, your guardian angels are basically telling you we're giving an answer right now. Whatever you're asking for, it's either not a good time to get an answer, or you already have an answer and you're just playing games. So it's trying to get you to listen to yourself. But they're very powerful. You got to watch them, because some people say either flush them or burn them, but I've always gotten better results from burning them, because it's done, it's over with. There's nobody at the sewage plant reading my letters, you know. but I'm just saying, when you burn them, I've always gotten really good results. I've told people, warned them about it, because I've actually been in the same situation too. Wrote a letter about a situation, the next thing I know, what I thought it was, I got an answer, but it wasn't what I thought it was. But it did save me a lot of time of thinking somebody cared about me, when it was the ideal, the real culprit and who she really cared about really came to the forefront. And the next thing I know, I was just a person that got them together.
Mm-hmm. So,
but it's a really good thing to do, and you should, you know, if it's something that you really would like to change in your life, or maybe you want to call in your significant other and you just don't want to wait. I always tell people, and write it just exactly like that too. Say, I know my significant other is coming, but I really don't want to wait any longer. I want it now. And it will fall into place.
That seems kind of scary, you know, to call them before they're planning on coming.
Well, sometimes in situations, just the idea of you asking for it now means that you're ready for it. Or, you know, I don't think your angels would have really helped in that situation in making it happen. I think what they're trying to do is, like, in the process of writing the letter, you just realize that I don't have to wait. Maybe you're, because I've heard people say this, you know, like, I would rather wait until I'm in a better place in my life, or if I'm in a different place, or I got a new car. They put all these limitations on it. And what it does,
yeah,
it takes you to the forefront, makes you realize that maybe the reason you're not with your significant other is because you put too many things in the way. And they're just trying to put that out.
Yeah.
So the letter brought it to your attention, going, you know, I don't have to wait. Maybe this person's got a car. You know, that kind of thing. So, you know, just clear it up for them.
So maybe I called you so you could tell me that I need to go ahead and write a letter about my significant other and stop waiting, huh?
Pretty much. Yeah, we all have sneaky ways of doing about that, don't we?
Because
mm-hmm. did you just notice right then and there, you came up with a conclusion yourself. We just kind of helped you along.
Yeah.
So what are you waiting for?
I'm not waiting anymore.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, I got a couple of little bits and pieces there. I guess you can actually keep in touch with this and tell how it goes. And what I would do, and this is one of the things we keep talking about all the time too, because it just keeps coming up and I keep recommending them. There's past life readings. You should definitely check one out. I did one today, and the lady was really amazed, because there was a lot of things that she actually tapped into that she already knew herself. It was just a confirmation, and it was something to help her let it go of things easier too. Why things were happening in her life right now.
Actually, while I was waiting on the phone, I went to your site and paid for the session and sent you an email, so it's already started.
Okay, cool. I appreciate you. Believe me, I love hearing that, and just the anticipation of working with somebody. You know, when I do these readings and stuff, I just look forward to doing it every day. I've been doing this for over 20 years, and probably since I was 10. So I still get excited about it. So that's also another sign for everybody, when you know you're in the right field or you know exactly what you're doing, and you've actually listened to yourself and said, this is what I'm destined to do. Every day is a joy. Even when the days you don't do good, you always find out why. I mean, I've had a couple of days where I said, I didn't make any money. And my angels go, well, maybe she just fast for the day. You know? But they're always pointing things out, saying, look at the positive. Okay, so you don't have any money for food. Are you really starving? Or is it more of a human concept? Because you already realized from fasting before that everything's a decision.
Yes.
Everything's a choice. You don't have to breathe. You don't have to eat. You don't have to do nothing you don't want to do. We've seen people do before. It's called suicide. They made the choice to go the other direction. But I'm just saying to you, you just made a choice that you want your significant other. That one choice is going to bring a lot of powerful things into your life. When you said told me that you paid for a reading, this morning I was saying a financial blessing is going to happen before the end of the week. And then I was talking to my other client saying, I will do 20 financially blessed readings before the end of the week. Every time, everything's connected. And so basically, now it's one of those things where you're happy, I'm happy. It's a win-win situation. How can you get any better than that?
That's true.
So I'm looking forward to working with you too as well. So we're going to really find some things out. And like I tell everybody else, when you get these past life readings and regressions and however you want to proceed with them, I'm not going to just leave you hanging. We're going to help you with the release of it, how to heal, techniques on how to take care of that, and even open up for even more. Because I know for a fact when you heal from these situations, they're getting you to do that. It's a releasement. When you release, you go forward. More opportunities are going to drop in your lap. And the person you're talking about, the significant other you want, we're just clearing out more and more stuff that you want to do now, and now you're finding a way to do it.
Right.
So I'm going to help you.
Okay, I can accept that.
All right, so I think we can actually move the time up on this, and I would say, with your decision, I would say somewhere in the next 2 months. And I always tell you guys out there, with timing is the hardest thing, because you're also talking about entities that we're working with that have no restrictions of time, because time does not exist in their dimension. So they're just telling us things that they see happening. So we have to put a lot of effort into that too. So therefore, the quicker you let down your resistance to realize how much control you have over that timing, then timing is not important anymore. We want it now, because we all live in the now. So therefore, just getting us back to our path. Okay, Natalie?
Okay.
You're quiet. Now, when we do the reading, be that quiet. You got to be very, you got to tell me what you want. Okay, I want you to talk to me and don't be scared or nervous. Just be relaxed. You'll be great. Okay?
And I'll do that.
Okay, what I recommend you to do is when you get the reading itself, what'd you pay for it? An hour?
An hour.
Okay. With the hour, I just recommend that you get some time to where you know you can actually give that full time to that session. If not an hour and a half. I've already had, seriously, in the last week, I've had sessions that have lasted almost 2.5 hours. Now, these people have paid for it, but at the same time, I told them, sometimes when we go over a little bit, it doesn't really bother me. I'm giving you an example. I had a lady I did a reading for, we went over a half hour, and then she decided to get a past life reading too, so we did another hour, but she still went over a half hour. So And all I did was charge her $12. But then she freaked out because she got the phone and she got caught with her daughter and she forgot to pay. So she next morning she felt so bad she sent me $20. So
oh my goodness.
I was there going, thank you, but I know how daughters can be because I got two of them. And they seem to, as they get older, they seem to be more, I don't know. I got a 25-year-old and a 17-year-old, I swear. They were a whole lot easier to take care of when they were smaller. So I'm just recommending when you get the time, if you want to do it tonight, I'm usually from 9, usually I'm up until 1:30 in the morning. You're in Oklahoma. Is that like an hour behind me?
Are you on East Coast time?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm an hour behind.
Okay, so if you want to do it tonight, fine. Just I'm open tonight. You realist? Yeah, I have nothing to do tonight. So give me a call, and I'll be glad to do it for you. Okay.
Okay.
All righty. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate for everything you've done. Okay. And thank you. And if you have any questions about anything, just let me know. Okay? And plus, even after the show's over, whenever we do the reading, keep in touch and tell us how it goes, because I really want to hear about this guy you're going to meet. I think you're going to be floored. I really do. Okay?
Okay.
All righty. Thank you again. Bye-bye. Okay. Next caller. Let's do it. 205. You're on the air. How are you and how you doing? And what's your name?
This is Robbie.
Your name is Robbie?
Uh-huh.
That's cute.
I'm from Alabama.
Alabama.
Yes.
There's a lot of cute girls from Alabama. I swear there are. And you're probably one of them. But don't mean to embarrass you or freak you out. I'm just saying. Yeah, I love your voice. Got some really positive energy there. So.
I have a question about a relationship with a man named James. And it's been real confusing for me. We've been, quote-unquote, friends for, like, almost 2 years. And sometimes I feel like we're more than friends, and sometimes he pushes me away. And I just want to see if you can tell me where it's going.
I don't know. The one thing I pick up the most with it is the idea of him pushing you away. I feel like he's not as strong as you are. He seems like he's emotionally draining to you sometimes as well.
Oh, yeah.
See, the one thing I've cautioned on this reading, too, is the idea of the person's very strong if he wanted to be. I feel like when I sit there and picture him, I picture an anchor, anchoring him in the past. And the anchor looks like your Titanic anchor, which is pretty big. And it's chained to his back. So there's something holding him back to go forward until he deals with that. And this relationship between the two of you can't go forward either. There's something about this whole thing that you want to walk away anyway because you're tired of doing all the work. Is that true?
I just keep hoping that he'll come to me. But I feel real close. We talk daily on the phone, sometimes for hours. We spend time together. There's just nothing romantic between us, but we're close in every other way. And so there is another girl that he is, quote-unquote, friends with that I think poisons the well towards me a little bit. And
I know. I understand what you're saying, but I'm just saying with the situation, he's also put that girl there, too. Sometimes in situations we want to sit and get mad or angry about a certain person that's in the way of what we got to do, and not realizing we really shouldn't be blaming them or being mad at them or putting any kind of hostility toward them, because that's energy, and that's actually going toward them. Plus, they're not the problem. It's the person that put him there, and the reason that person is in his life is because we talk about this all the time, but I don't think we've actually crossed this point of saying the law of attraction is at work here. So this person is. Your guy friend here is actually, he is attracted these things into his life. So until he's willing to let that go, she may be poisoning the situation, but he's allowing the poisoning to be happening. So it's kind of looking at the situation of some things that he's going through and insecurities, when it's actually the insecurities themselves that have attracted her that's causing the poisoning between the two of you. Because I feel like he's scared of you. And that's not saying that you can beat him up or not like that. But emotionally, it's like, and I hate to say it this way, but sometimes guys hang out with whores because it's a whole lot easier. There's no expectations. There's no wants or needs. And they can be who they want to be. And that kind of thing. But on the other part, when the person they really want to be with and really love with, that's a challenge. That's scary to them because they have to give a commitment. And the person that they're hanging out with not right now, who could most of us might consider a whore or just a person who sleeps with anybody, he sees that too, but he doesn't have to commit himself to her either. So he doesn't have to do any work. It's just hanging out, having a good time, whatever we got to do, no expectations. And then when it comes to you, that's why I was saying you're scary, because he knows that if he really commits to you, his life's going to change. I don't know why it's so scary in one sense, but I also feel like in another sense, if he gets too close to you, he's scared that you might actually see him for who he really is. I don't think he's realized you already have.
Well, he's been hurt really bad in the past, and I think that's why he's scared of relationships. But I also want him to realize that when he pushes me away like that, he really hurts me, too.
Well, I know, but it's one of those things of realizations on your part, too. You know why he's pushing you away, and there's nothing you can do about it. So it hurts you because you can't do anything about it. But you got to get in a situation because he's not strong enough for you. I feel like this could be what we call a friendship of what, you know, being, it's like you're with somebody, you're in a relationship or a marriage, and this is the guy you talk to about when things, it's like having your vent. He's good at that. And I think it's what he wants. Because there's no commitment. He can just listen and be a friend. And I think he's going to be that way for a while. And you sit there saying he's been hurt before. I'm sorry, guys, but, you know, we all have. And that's how we've all evolved and got to where we was. That's why you're such a strong person. You get hurt by the situation, but you still, you know who you are. You know what you want. And you're not going to let anything stand in the way. Even your pain, you're not going to let stand in the way. You know what you know what you got to do. You're willing to go through that. I mean, it's like he comes to you right now and says he wants a relationship. You're ready for it. Okay?
Right.
Now, if you went to him and said the same thing, he'd freak out and run away. Or you wouldn't see him for a couple of days. He wouldn't answer his phone. And that's a person hiding. That just means, ooh, she just confirmed exactly what I knew she was going to do. I know how she feels, which almost to a point confirms how he feels. It's just that you're ready to accept it and ready to express it, and he's not. So I'm just saying with the situation, if you got guidance that's coming to you that tells you to move on, they're telling you to move on for a reason. I've actually talked to several women who are dating married men who get the same guidance that says you got to move on. And they're going, he's going to change. He's going to get divorced. And they're going, when are you going to start running your own life and quit letting everybody else run it for you?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're doing. They're letting situations and stuff or expectations that might happen when they're being told, right now, all you're doing is focusing on that, too. So there's no way it can happen. But if you walk away, you're either going to see it clear, or you're going to walk away and focus on what you really want. And if he is that person, by walking away, and people have a hard time with this one, and when you walk away, sever the ties with that whole thing, most of the times, if it's something that's supposed to happen, then you will clear their minds and make them realize that they're about on the verge of losing something that they really want. As long as you keep yourself in the picture and keep yourself attached to him, he's going to keep doing the same thing over and over. But I feel like you should walk away. Not the idea of walking away and giving up. I just feel like if he walked away, he would realize what he's losing. He can't do that right now because he's not losing it. You're going to be right there no matter what he does, no matter what he says, no matter how many times he hurts you, you're going to be right there waiting for him. And he knows that. So he's got this little girl over on the other side that's entertaining. That's all I could say. She's entertaining. She doesn't really have we'll put it this way. I don't want to sit here and insult the girl because she is who she is. But the idea of them having anything in common, I don't see that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Well, they don't. And that's why it puzzles me a lot as to why he wants to spend time with her.
Oh, yeah.
Except the only thing that they like to do is play video games together, and other than that, they have nothing in common.
That's the most boringest thing sometimes, watch people play video games. I'm just saying, I can get into the whole thing, but there's certain things, but the idea will sit there, you know, hour after hour after hour. I gotta have the outside for a minute. I'm just saying, what comes to me is you need to walk away from the situation and see what happens. If he continues to still do it, that's telling you something, that he doesn't really have a lot of, how would you put this, be nice about it. It's like walking away, and if he still wants to play games and be a little boy, you're looking for a man, and that's what it would tell you. If he does change his ways and he starts coming toward you and he really wants something, make him work for it. I hate to say that, make him work for it. Make him appreciate it, because the more I just feel like in this situation, the more he works for it, the more he's going to appreciate you and realize what he's got, okay?
Okay. Okay, it's just kind of hard to do when he's calling all the time, but maybe I should not answer some.
Well, that's the way it works. When's your birthday, dear?
February 15th.
Really? That's too close to Valentine's Day for me. But what year?
I'm 57.
57?
Yes.
Seriously?
Yes.
You don't sound like you're, you don't sound of 57. You sound like a more of a 73 or, I'm serious. I would say 1973, 74 you were born, right? Come on.
I hear that a lot. I'm just
You don't look
young
your age,
for my age. No.
Yeah, you look about 10 years younger.
And he's 46. His birthday's 7/9/64.
7/9.
Mm-hmm.
7/9. It's July 9th. Wouldn't it make him a Cancer?
Yes.
Well, that explains the homebody part. Cancers are homebodies. They like to stay home.
And they're going in the jail part.
What's that? Go to jail?
I said the shale. Going in the shale.
Okay. I let you say go to jail. I said, yeah, that's being pretty homey.
No. No, he's a sheriff. I don't think he'll go to jail.
No. I was just making sure what you said. No, I'm just saying with the situation at hand, I would walk away. I would go back to, you know, I'm just saying put yourself in your life. Doesn't mean you have to walk away and go find somebody. That's one thing people think about. Okay, that's not working, so let's go find somebody else. No, we talk about attractions between people. I don't think we listen to ourselves sometimes when we talk. When we say attraction, that means you sit still and you attract it to you. But in the process of living your life, that's what I'm saying. Go back, put yourself in your life. You have a lot of talents. You have a lot of things and a lot of wants and needs your own. I almost get the impression you're an artist.
I'm a nurse.
Okay, but I feel like you still have a very strong artistic talent.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't done anything with it, you should try. And let me say this, you should do it. I hate the word try. Because
I make quilts. Does that count?
That's called, yeah, exactly. Quilts are like, I've always seen quilts of taking cloth and making pictures out of them.
Yeah, I do that.
That is a talent. I can't do quilts. And I've been painting for years. And I'm an artist. I sketch. I do all kinds of stuff. But the idea of putting a quilt together, I don't think I, you know, that's just kind of like, ooh, I don't know if I want to do that. So, you know, but I have no problem drawing and painting, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, when you're comfortable with something, you have a tendency to do it a lot. And you, do you sell these quilts?
No, I usually give them as gifts.
I'm just saying, you are very talented. Remember one thing, I've told these people before too, psychics. People say, well, why are you charging for it? It's a gift. Really? If I'm not mistaken, you went out and bought, this one girl in particular, bought 3 or 4 albums of Michael Jackson. I said, you know something? That's his gift, and you're paying for it. So what's the difference?
Right.
You have worth. That's why people pay stuff for your stuff, because it is worth something. And what you do is very talented, and it has a lot of worth to it. And a lot of people would love to have those things, and I guarantee a lot of people would love to pay for those quilts, because those quilts are like, they're unique, they're one of a kind, each one of them. And I just feel like it's something you should definitely be putting a lot of effort and a lot of energy into, because it's something you love to do. It'd be a great business for you.
I enjoy it, but I'm a giver, too. I love to give gifts and help people, and I guess that's the nurse in me, but that's just who I am.
Yeah, you've been in, if I was you, I'd also get a past life reading yourself, because I feel like this is not the first time you've been a nurse.
Oh, yeah?
I think you've always been some kind of a caregiver somewhere along the line. And I'd also, sometimes when I pick up people and they're nurses, I feel like they should have been doctors as well. Because it seemed like you would give something, something like giving a human side or a spiritual side back to what doctors used to be. Because I feel like doctors have lost it. Now it's all money, 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 money.
Mm-hmm.
And you know as well as I do, you probably, when it comes to those rooms and talking to people and doing things, and you're working with doctors, you do more of the work than they do. They just come in and kind of look at a chart and... But you're the one that's there for those people 95% of the time. The doctor comes in and out and does a little thing, and they just don't really show a human side sometimes. And that's where you come in handy. And it's a good way to get rid of your quilts. People love those quilts. I'm telling you.
I'll have to think about that.
Well, it's like this, sweetie. You don't have to give up your nursing to have a business with your quilts. You don't. And when I was sitting talking about painting and artwork and that kind of stuff, sometimes painting is one of those things. I mean, I know a guy. His name was Red Skelton. I don't know if you remember him or not. He was a comedian.
Oh, yeah.
Well, see, he never painted probably a day in his life, he thought. But see, every time he did the makeup on himself with the clowns and stuff,
mm-hmm.
It's actually classified as painting in a different way, but it's a different kind of format. But when he basically, later in his career, he stopped doing the comedian work and started working at home. He retired, and he started painting, which he had never done in his life. And the last time I heard, one of his paintings was going for like $40,000.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, it's like sometimes I've done readings for people who are like, you're a writer, never written a thing in their life. But then they do write something and it becomes very, you know, they become a bestseller. So, you know, you never know. You know, I could tell people when guidance comes through, they're just opening doors for you that you never thought about. But why are you asking for in the first place if you wasn't looking for something different?
That's true.
And you have lots of talent. I'm just saying, take those things, your nursing, that kind of stuff, your pride in people, not just being nursing. You're a person who has a tendency to be a healer by what you say to anybody and everybody, not just when you're a nurse. But you have a way of talking and dealing with people. And sometimes when you're dealing with this guy, you're not so charitable.
Well, actually, I am. Sometimes I feel I do too much for him. I mean, he works a lot of hours, and I clean his house and iron his clothes and fix his lunch and do all kinds of stuff.
I'm just saying, if you don't feel comfortable with what you're doing and you don't feel like you're getting back what you're putting out, you know, you should always be in a place where if you'd be able to give if you feel comfortable in doing so. If you're in a situation where you're kind of questioning it, there's probably a reason why. You're seeing something. So I'm just saying with this situation, in order to make this person appreciate you, you have to stop doing the things that you've done for him. Once you stop doing those things and he starts realizing how much a part of his life that you really are,
mm-hmm.
he might actually take the next step and make you that one person. But right now, sometimes I've done it too. You just feel like if you do all these things for these people, they're going to finally one day look at it and say, ooh, look what you've been doing for me and appreciate us. And we keep waiting and waiting. And the next thing you know, you turn around and you're going, jeez, man, 10 years has gone by. I'm still sitting here. It's just one of those things that getting drastic and saying, you know something? The person doesn't appreciate me. Why am I still doing those things? And you're not being a mean person. He's the one being a mean person. What you're doing is setting things right and saying, okay, this is what happens when you don't appreciate people. They have a tendency to not do it no more. And you're talking about the phone calls and that kind of stuff. It's kind of hard to do these things. Yes, it is. I have the same problem too. But you have to realize one thing. In life, everything's a choice. You don't have to do nothing. You're not responsible for him. You're not responsible for anything. I just feel like if you did this change of action on everything, I feel like the girl that he's hanging out with now would disappear in favor of you being in that position. Is that girl really young?
So that's what I want more than anything. I just
mm-hmm.
feel like I have he's meant to be. We met in an odd way, and
mm-hmm.
I just feel like he was meant for me, for us to meet. Now why, I don't know, but I hope it's to be together someday, but he's just
mm-hmm.
taking his ever-loving time.
I want you to stop thinking about someday and thinking today.
Okay.
Because I'm just saying, sometimes we have to catch what we say because they're putting limitations on us. Because you're sitting there saying, someday we'll be together. Now, this really get determined and make a definite decision what that means and when it's going to be. If you want to be with him, because you want to be with him now. That's what I tell everybody, when you do the affirmation, you do certain things, you focus on certain things, at the end of each statement, put now. I want it now. And I would stop any kind of interaction with him. I would, and then, do you have a journal?
Well, not really.
Well, okay. I want you to do me a favor and write. Just start your journal where you can write things in it every day. But it's mm-hmm. almost like having two journals. You have one journal where you just kind of like express yourself, get everything that you got in your head out on the paper, so you can clear your mind. And then I'll get a journal where you're focusing on what you want this relationship to go, and start writing down exactly if it could happen today, it would. And you're just going to affirm that you want it now, not someday, because someday is in the future. And the
okay.
thing that you want, and the thing you used to have is in the past. We don't want to focus on those things because they don't exist, but everything in the now does. So we want to focus mm-hmm. on it now. So basically what you're going to do is you're going to sit down and write it. Because when I sit here and do things, I always say, I'm happy now that me and so-and-so have gotten back together and we have this great relationship.
Okay.
Just like that. And what you
I'll
want to
do
is, what you want to do is you want to really, if you're really serious about this and that's what you really do want, sit down 20 times every day. Take about 10 minutes for yourself, clear your mind, sit down and look at that. I want you to write it down like 20 times and then I want you to think about it and visualize it in your mind like it's already happened, like a little movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then after you get done with that, you sit there and tell yourself, this or something better is now manifesting for me in totally satisfying and harmonious ways for the highest good of everyone concerned. So what you're doing is you're saying, this is what I want. But also, guys, if there's something better too, or that we're meant for more, I want that too. So you're opening the door for everything to happen, okay?
Okay.
Can you do that?
I sure will.
Okay, and
thank you very much for your time. I really enjoy talking to you. And I'm not on the website right now, but I will go on and get some time with you.
Okay, no problem. I'll be looking forward to working with you, all right?
Okay, thank you.
And if you have any questions, if you just have a couple questions, we're going to be back on. I'm going to be on all week, but Friday and Saturday, New Year's Day and New Year's Eve, We're going to have a show just like it is today, 6 o'clock, 3 hours, and all we're going to be doing is just nothing but reading. So,
okay.
Got a couple questions to tune in that one too, but I always recommend the hour sessions, the private sessions, because sometimes when we do the past life things, there is some personal things that come up and that kind of stuff, which I'm pretty sure you don't want to air.
Okay. All right.
So I'm just saying, we'll get it all cleared up for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a great night and Happy New Year.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, everybody. We still got 37 minutes, and this all started calling in. Wound up and ready to answer some questions. The number here is 646-721. Let me do it one more time. The number here is 646-721-9031. Again, the number is 646-721-9031. Also, with the same situation, guys, where we're talking about, you know, private readings and that kind of thing, I do private readings as well as doing readings on the air. The number for that is 937-838-6337, or contact me through my website, where you can actually, it's a very easy thing to pay. It's like 3 clicks, and you're in a PayPal, where you can actually pay with your credit card, or you can pay through PayPal. Whatever's more convenient for you. So the website for that one is psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. Again, that's psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. And my co-host, who's not here today, I wanted to get some more information on her, make sure I had it right. But I do know for a fact that you can call her phone number and get a hold of her, because she's very, very good. She does angel readings, and I've actually talked to her myself, gotten a reading from her. She's very, very good, very detailed, really gets into the whole thing. She's a really strong healer herself. You know, anytime you work through your angels, you're usually a person who's destined to heal people too as well, just by what just by speaking, because you're giving really powerful answers. And we don't like leaving anybody hanging anyway, because we want to help you find those solutions. We also want to help you heal and cut loose the things you got to do. So we take you back to the past, find what's wrong, what's up. And then even if we can't take you back at yourself, we will definitely find you an angel to work with. And 9 out of 10 times, most people I've talked to already are working with the angel we already see them working with. They can actually help them get back to that point. Let's see. Her number is 818-200-7431. And I think her website is adoredangel.yolasite.com. And also, she's got some really good rates, too. So call her. Talk to her. She's a very flexible woman. But like I said, you know, even with those great rates, you're really getting a really high-quality professional reader. She works with angels, works with her guides, and she's very wide open, and she's very good at what she does. I think she's a very impressive woman, and she has a lot to offer, and I think she has a lot of things to do here in the next year, too, where she's going to discover more about herself and a couple more steps on her spirituality, and she's going to realize what she's really meant to do, and she's going to be doing it full time. So give us a call in here. So I've got 34 minutes left. It's very late. It's 8:25 Eastern, and we're here until we're done. So it's like we got 34 minutes. So give us a call in here. 34 minutes. And shoot, I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, the number here is 646-721-9031. Plus we got, like I said before, we do personal readings. That's for the personal readings with me, that's 937-838-6337. And if you want to contact Adored Angel, that is 818-200-7431. So give her a call. Give us a call. And I got some great rates on it. She said she'd actually think about doing it herself, too, as well. So she's being very open-minded about the whole thing. Right now, it's $10 for an hour and $5 for a half hour. So you can get that past life reading in and everything else that goes along with it. And it's only going to cost you $10 an hour. And say if it goes over more an hour and you want to get 2 hours, it's only $20. So it doesn't go $10 and back to my regular rates, which I usually charge $100 for an hour and $50 for a half hour. So for all my callers, this is my appreciation, and I think it's a really good rate, and I want to make it as easy as possible. Looking for this win-win situation, and it's only $10 for an hour and $5 for a half hour. So take advantage of that. It's good until January. Let's go on to our next caller and see what's up and answer some more questions. Hey, hello, 480 area code. How are you today?
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm doing good. Have you called in tonight? Have you called in tonight before?
No, I haven't.
Okay. No, reason I asked you the question wasn't, it's like, if you did, it's okay. I just noticed that the area code looked familiar, so I wasn't too sure. I see a lot of area codes, but I could have sworn I saw it before. So, like I said, it's okay. I was just thinking we might have a friend who came back to talk to more. So. What's your name?
My name's Linda.
Linda? Mm-hmm. So how are you, Linda? You sound like you're a little bit down and... Are you just tired?
Both.
Oh, both. So yeah. Are you dealing with the cold there? It sounds like you're sniffling a little bit too.
Yeah, I might be catching something. I'm not sure. It's kind of chilly over here right now.
I want you to prove to you that manifestation does work, and from this moment on, tell yourself that I'm getting more healthier.
Okay. I'm getting more healthier.
My body feels great. I am strong as an ox. People think this is crazy, but there was a person who was walking up a mountain, and she started getting height sickness from being too high, and more altitude sickness. There we go. That's altitude sickness. Mm-hmm. You know, as soon as the guy that was with her looked her right in the face and said she's fine, her body just needed that reassurance. The next thing you know, and 5 minutes later, she was fine, and she actually proceeded to go the rest of the way up the mountain with us. So I'm just saying, when you sit there and look at these things, just try to look at it more positive, because the more you keep saying, I think I'm catching something, you're just reaffirming that. You don't want to do that. Change your thinking, change your life.
Okay. No, I'm feeling great tonight.
Okay. There we go. So, I'm sorry. I'm pretty sure you had a couple questions that you wanted to ask, right?
Yeah. I was wanting to ask you about a relationship that I'm in. If that's okay.
No, you can ask us anything you want. Linda, what's his name? What's his first name?
His first name's Tom.
Tom. Now, when you seem like you're a little confused about this relationship.
Oh, I'm way confused.
Well, I was just trying to be nice. When I look at the situation, I keep picking up on Tom. Now, when I pick up on Tom as strong as I do, is that because he's the problem?
Communication. I don't know. He's just confusing. His actions, everything. I just don't know where I stand.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, when I focus on Tom, I feel like the reason there's confusion because there's an emotional problem here. Where it's like, when I say confusion, it means more on the line of him not knowing what he wants.
Yeah.
So you're picking up a lot of confusion, but also I feel like you're picking confusion too because it's like there's some days you feel like he does know what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes back and forth. So he gets close, and then he pulls away.
Yep.
So I'm just saying to you, there seems like there's days he's scared of you, and there's other days he's comfortable with you. But it's also another thing that you have to think about as well. Is I've said this before in relationship counseling that I've done with people of asking them, what do you want? And be honest with yourself. Do you want to stay in this relationship, or do you want to be to yourself in favor of maybe attracting somebody else? Because it's like the situation is, you feel like a person on Tom is coming in and looking for you to basically declare what he should be.
Do you understand? I didn't quite catch what you meant by that.
What I mean is, he doesn't know who he is. So he figures if he gets with somebody else, they can help him figure it out. That's what's causing the confusion part, because you're reflecting back things to him that he needs to work on. But since he doesn't know himself, he's confused. So it's setting off this energy of confusion. But it's almost like he wants to make you responsible for that too as well.
Hmm.
Okay.
I've never said that way before.
Right.
I just thought he was selfish.
Selfish? Well, in the sense of saying he's selfish, I mean, he wants you to be what he wants to be, which you already are, which is kind of weird. But sometimes I don't like to really tap into people that are confusing.
Yeah, they'll knock you over.
I'm just saying, see, the one thing I try to stress to people in relationships, we like to be nice and compassionate and patient, but sometimes we have to realize, too, that we're not responsible for that person if he's not where he's supposed to be at. And also looking at yourself and saying, okay, what was the person that you were actually focusing on, and is Tom really that person? Or are you letting the emotions that you have for him or the feelings you have for him dictate what you're really doing?
Hmm. Oh.
It's great to love people, but also sometimes the idea of loving somebody is, like I've always said, be a good friend and tell him if he's bugging you or there's just certain things. Let's put it this way. Every time he does something that you do not like, don't say that you do. Just sit there and say, okay, buddy, this is the way it works. I do not like that. Your confusion in the manifested firm of you are it. Why are you like this? And be firm because, see, in some ways you're getting away from who you are because you're scared of hurting his feelings. Mm-hmm. Even though he's being selfish, you're still scared of hurting his feelings. Would you agree?
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is, be respectful and true to yourself. And if Tom doesn't like it, then Tom ain't the one. Because I know for a fact, I've been with friends of mine that there's some things I don't like about them, but I know that, and I can deal with that, and I like that person. And if I also have other people I've been around. When they're around, I'm sociable, but the first chance I get, I go. But if he comes up to me and says hello, me being the person that I am, I'm always going to say, how you doing? If he wants to talk, I'll talk. Or if it's a she, I'll talk to them. I've done this with ex-friends, too. I can't stand you. But am I a mean person? No, I'm proving to everybody. I'm the loving person. I always was, and I always will be. This is the person that did what they did. And that's how you prove to everybody, too, because they're going to go, well, that person's over talking to him or talking to her. And after what she did to him, it's a realization. Oh, I guess we can sit here and look at the situation going, she was the culprit. You know, because she is that way. And they look at him, mm-hmm. He's a caring person. So you have to be who you are. If you're in a situation where you can't be yourself and you can't be comfortable to be that person, then you have to ask yourself, can you keep doing that? Or should you walk away just because of that? That's not a selfish thing. If you look at Tom here, Tom does all kinds of selfish things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he don't care. So, I mean, if you get in an argument with Tom and he sort of looks at you and go, you're being disrespectful. I would look back at him and say, you know something? You're right. I need to get out of here because I'm being disrespectful to myself to listen to someone like you. And to let someone like you do what they've been doing. So I need to respect myself and see you later. And that's what I'm saying. That's not a mean thing. That's just setting things straight and being honest. There is a difference between being judgmental and telling the truth. The facts are the facts. I mean, it's like walking to somebody and saying, you're fat. And they are. You know, as long as you're doing it because they're asking you a question saying, am I too fat? Yes. Look in the mirror. You can't see your whole self in the mirror. That's why. You know? But there's tactful ways of doing things. But I also tell people, I've done this with a girlfriend, don't ask me questions and think I'm going to lie to you. Because I think that's the worst thing in a relationship. I don't listen to the world. The world is screwed up. And spirituality is a way of proving to you it is and how to change it, which is starting with you. So I would sit there and walk away from the situation, like I told the last caller. It's not the idea of saying it's over or it's a bad thing or it's a good thing. It's the idea of focusing on yourself and then getting back to that whole thing. And then maybe looking at the situation, the definition of the kind of person you want to be with, the characteristic, the kind of relationship. And then looking at Tom in a different way again and saying, you know something, that wasn't it. Or if it was... I just think you're going to sit there and look at the situation and ask yourself why you wasted so much time.
Yeah, I have been doing that.
Yeah, so, you know, if you've already been doing it, I would listen to you. I would sit there and sit down and do meditation and say, okay, angels, what should I do? Should I walk away or should I stay? I personally think you're going to hear what you've been waiting for. So, not a yes or no, but it's definitely a straightforward answer of saying you need to move on. I know you want this thing to work out, but that's the caring person, the loving person. This is understandable. You love people. But we're questioning the situation and what's coming back towards you. And so you need to be respectful to yourself to find somebody that will give you what you give. And Tom just keeps telling you about how he has to be who he is. He's not taking any kind of consideration or respect of what you say to him sometimes, if ever. I'm just saying, particularly times I've seen myself, I pick up on going, He sat there and waited till you were done talking, and then he came back and told you what he wanted. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
I hate to say it that way, but the guy sitting there going, I can't wait till she shuts up so I can tell her what I want, you know? That's just a selfish thing, you know? Oh, he's not listening. He might have the little fluttering eyes, but he's not listening. If he was listening, I think he'd realize what kind of person he really has. And he's not appreciating that either.
He says he knows, but he doesn't show it.
That's what I'm saying. He needs to show it. I'm tired of these guys sitting there going, I can't do it. No, you won't do it. You're lazy. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, when you get into a situation and he's doing something that irritates you, tell him. I think he's going to basically be a little shocked, but at the same time, I think in situations like this, sometimes people don't realize what they're doing. It's a responsibility to bring it to their attention.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes. Take a deep breath and say, I feel great.
I'm going to try.
Well, I'm just saying, I recommend for you right now, words take your vocabulary. Can't and try. Either you're going to do it or you're not.
Okay. You're right.
it. So there is no such word as can't, is there?
You're
a loving person. You're a loving person. You have this love about yourself. So with that kind of energy, you should be able to accomplish anything you want. I'm curious. Right now, it's like certain things are happening because of the way you used to think. So let's change that and say, okay, what do I want? And sit down and think about that for a minute. Take 15 minutes tomorrow. Take 15 minutes when you got the phone. Make a point every day to take at least 15 minutes for yourself, okay? And just think about that. Meditate on it. Focus on it. And listen to the answers. And then try to get yourself to a point where you can just spontaneously do them. I mean, it took me a while, too. But I did notice that after a while that when I did listen, things always got better. It was always when I listened to the ego or another human being, I got myself in trouble. Okay? And the spiritual part about you, it's like we're all spiritual. And the body is like a transportation. Okay? It's like the body is like a car. And the soul is, you're the soul. So therefore, if you look at that, the body was for protection. So if nobody can hurt you unless you allow them to. So don't let yourself talk. He's telling you, you know, don't let yourself talk. Get you, listen to what he's saying, and then you kind of feed into that. Then you start talking about yourself. Look at the situation. Know who you are. So next time you sit and talk to him and he sits and says something about you, you can honestly say to him, you're full of it. Or, I'm working on it. You know, something like that, working on it. But still, at the same time, when I sit there and say this, oh, you are the spirit. You are spirit. And you have a body that protects you. It's like an outer coating. And the aura. The aura is basically the elimination of the soul coming out through the body. So basically, you're protecting yourself. So use it. But in this situation, I tell people, I said, think of the body about a car. Would you let your car make your decisions for you?
No.
And why let your body make your decisions for you? You just sit there and declare, okay, I'm spirit. Spirit can accomplish anything he wants to. I'm in the image of God. God created the whole. Think about this. If you really think about God creating everything, and then you look in the book and says you're created, you were created in his image, doesn't that kind of put you in a different format?
Yeah.
Because he used to sit there and say that. He used to say that the devil, the reason he was way he turned out to be was because he was jealous of us, because of who we were. And it was just a self-centered thing. So, you know, if you're the son of God or the daughter of God, you know, in real good situations, parents don't look down on their kids. They want them to do better than they do.
Right.
So I would say your father wants you to do better.
Okay.
You're a strong believer, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
And so, therefore, God instilled in you all the powers. And if you read the Bible in certain sections, that's what it says, too. I mean, Jesus even said that. You would do better works than he did.
Yeah.
And Jesus was perfect.
I was thinking about that the other day.
Yeah. You're
I was like, how?
Yeah, but if you look at Adam, too, Adam was perfect, and he still... Even when he left the garden, he was still Adam. He just had this outer coating on that he knew about now. Okay? But he was always, before that happened, he was always thinking in spirit that he could do anything. And basically he did. No, there was no pain, no nothing. It wasn't until he opened his eyes and decided, oh, I want to live as a human. What the heck are you thinking, dude?
Yeah, you want to live as a human? I do that.
Right. But I'm just saying, that's what it happened. Was it one of those things where they were kicked out of the garden? Or did they leave because of the way they felt? They didn't feel worthy. If you look at people's attitudes and the way they do things, the idea of feeling not worthy seems to play out more than feel like I just got kicked out.
Absolutely.
And it's kind of transported down. But you still have, if you think about it, God's never given up on the human race. Every time he's destroyed it, he's always had a few that carried on. So therefore, that perfect person that Adam was, still you. We could sit there and say Jesus came back for one reason, to remind us of who he was or who we are. If that's the case, then you deserve the best. You always have. It was just you thinking that you had to settle for things. Now you got a chance to prove that to yourself and say, you know something, dude? You can't be the one I was supposed to be with, because if that was that person, be all over me, loving me, caring about me, and caring about what I thought too. Because I care about everything you think about, and everything about you I care about. So therefore, you can't be the one. Because you don't give a hoot about me. It's all about you. And I don't think that way. So this can't be my twin flame or my soulmate, because they would not treat me like you treat me. Think about that. Okay?
Okay. Needed to hear that.
Yes. I want you to also schedule a freaking past life reading with me, because I think we could actually pinpoint sometimes why you do settle for things and get that out of the way as well. Okay?
I want to do that. I was definitely going to do that. I was listening to that, what you were saying just before you took my call. So, yeah, I will do that.
Okay. I'll look forward to working with you.
Yeah, I do too. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for the call and Happy New Year.
Happy New
unless
Year.
Unless you have a couple more questions you want to ask. We still got four on the line. There's nobody else waiting to be talked to. So if you got it, you got the full my full attention right now.
Okay. I'll shoot out something.
I do take tips, okay?
My career. I just wonder what you see with that. Is it changing or what's going on with it?
Okay, dear. This is what I see, okay? When you sit here and look at the situation, and I'll say this before to you, too. I still recommend a full reading for you, okay? Because there's some personal things I really need to express to you, but I'm not going to do it in the air. With this situation here also, if you correct this relationship and start focusing on what you want, you're also going to have some opportunities open up for you, too, in your career to walk away from the situation you're in now. I feel like there's a lot of things around you that are good, but I also feel like you're going to come to another realization when you really start focusing on what you really do want. There's something else that you love that you're going to be drawn to do. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes and no.
So what are you doing now? What do you do now?
Massage therapist.
Okay. When I sit here and say you're going to find something you really love to do, it doesn't mean that you give up the massaging. It seems like you find a different way of doing it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, you want to give more. You want to give more. It's like one of those things that could be something that I would say that you are very intuitive. So it'd be like working with people doing massages, but you might actually be like me, who actually does readings. And it's like a connection between the two. The more you get in connect with your spiritual self, the more you start just discovering more gifts that you have. Because I know I've been doing this for like over 20 years. And when I first really started working with people one-on-one, after I did that for a while and got really comfortable with it, I found out I was also an empath. I started really using all my gifts of not just being clairvoyant, but also listening. So we got clear audience, clairsentient, and then it was just one of those things of working everything together. And then really connecting with my angels would open up another thing. And then I was attracted to do angel readings. Got angel decks, even actually combined an angel deck and started doing readings that no one else was doing. And then I started talking to my angels and say, you know, hey, I do angel card readings, but a lot of people are starting to do angel readings. So can I have a spread that's just my spread? And we came up with this pyramid spread that actually turned out to be something that's still evolving too. I started realizing that every time you do a pyramid and you connect the cards, there's always three cards connected to each other. And each one of those things had a story within a story. So it was a very powerful reading. But this was also listening to my angels. So when you hear that, it opens up more doors and the things are getting more powerful. But at the same time, they're introducing you to how powerful you really are.
Mm.
So you also have to do some more cleansings after you do your massages, especially on your arms and your hands, because it seems like you're having problems with your elbows.
More so in my...
What's that?
I said it's more so I'm having problems with my ankle, believe it or not.
Okay. I'm just saying, with ankles can also represent support, that you're not supporting yourself. You're not supporting yourself like you should, which you're having problems with that. Okay, so the body's starting to reflect that you're focusing too much on that. what you're focusing on lack of what you have. You don't think you can support yourself. So I guarantee if you start focusing on, it's like having a journal of your own on your business. How can I improve what I'm doing? Sometimes it's just the idea. We catch ourselves saying things that we shouldn't. Once you correct that, then everything else seems to open up. I'm going to tell you right now, correct that. You know, like I said before, call and get a reading with me. Because I guarantee you this next year coming up, all the things you've been thinking about, that you was kind of wondering about, you're going to be living. And that's a positive thing, okay? I feel like you're going to have a new boyfriend in 2 months. The reason I feel that way, because there's a lot of opportunities coming to you in January, and you're going to be doing more business. I'm just saying, when you start experiencing these gifts and this guidance, let it take you where it's going to take you, because it's all good. And start focusing on what you really do want, because you can really manifest this next year. So use that, okay?
Okay. What's your phone number again? I'm sure I could listen to it on the thing, but as long as I haven't got you.
It's actually, the phone number is 937-838-6337.
Okay.
All righty?
That sounds perfect. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, and you have a great new year, and I'll be looking forward to hearing from you soon, okay?
Okay.
Thanks. All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Got 9 minutes. Plenty enough time to answer some more questions. What do you say? 347.
Hello?
How are you? Yes.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
And may I ask who's calling?
My name is Monica from Brooklyn.
I sound like a secretary. How can I transfer your call?
Yes, I just want to know what's coming for me in the new year, with my relationship, with finance, and everything, my family.
Are you calling from New York?
Yes.
And what would you say your first name was? I'm sorry.
Sandra.
Sandra.
Yes.
Sometimes I don't like that name because it was my ex-fiance's.
Sorry.
We have to get over it, won't we? I can't give advice for people to let go of things if I'm not willing to do it myself. So.
I know. It starts from today.
Okay. You should also do the same thing, right? Am I right or wrong?
Yes, I'm right. You're definitely right.
You got to let go. You got a lot of good things coming up for the first of the year. Personally, from what I can see right now, there might be some things that you're holding back on. So some of the things that they're going to happen,
mm-hmm.
but they might not happen in January, but they're happening in the first part of the year. When I say the first part of the year, we're talking anywhere between January and March, okay?
Okay.
So we're talking, and actually it could be mid-February. You should stay away from relationships.
Really?
Especially with the people around you right now. Because I feel like you're going through a lot of transformations yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And in that idea of that transformation of being more spiritual and focused, you're going to attract different people. You're only looking for one.
Yeah.
And your friends are getting on your nerves.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you sit there and look at this situation, you want to sit there. It's almost like you want to start all over again with the slate clean. New friend, new job, new life, you know. And I think, and realistically, with this new thinking that you got going on, you know, don't be surprised if certain people do fall to the curve, and new people coming in. And don't let yourself think there's something wrong if you don't hear from certain friends. If you're focusing on having a more positive life, you don't want negative friends in it, and you won't.
You're right.
And the point here is, they can look at you and go, "Well, you're being mean." Just look at them in the face and say, "No, you made a decision to be what you are, which has actually kept you from me, because I don't want to be that way anymore. I'm done. I want to live the way I want to live, which is actually what I think I should." You feel like there are certain things you're destined to do. I want to say why you're not doing them.
You see, that's one of the reasons why I haven't been calling one of my good friends.
Because you're negative, right?
Yeah, she's just a negative person.
Do you have 3 kids?
Actually, no. I'm actually pregnant now.
Oh, you're pregnant now?
Yeah.
Wow, that's great. Your kid's talking already?
That's my niece. Like, we're really close.
Okay, sweetie. If you don't have 3 kids, there's somebody around you who does. Very close.
Really? Oh, Michelle, my best friend, she has 3.
Is that the one you don't want to talk to?
Yeah, her too.
That's what I'm trying
two
to
of
say.
Them.
I knew there was a connection there somewhere. Three kids. She was very close to you.
We're very close. It's just that, I mean, everybody has problems, but like what you said, I'm trying to turn over a new leaf in life and do positive things. I don't really want to talk negative about people. I don't want to,
right.
You know, and these, my friends are like that. They talk negative about everybody. Everything's
right.
Negative, and I don't want to do that anymore.
Right. No, it's good. Keep doing that. Keep focusing on what you want and
yeah.
Stop thinking about what you don't have.
Yeah, that's my problem, too, because I lost my job, and I'm just, like, stressed out about that, too.
I'm just saying, you're doing good. But what you got to do in a situation like this, you got to keep going forward. If you and your friend don't talk for a while, or maybe you guys lose touch with each other.
Yeah.
I feel like with the situation, if you keep doing what you're doing,
mm-hmm.
you're a good example to her to snap her out of it.
Okay.
You're best friends. There's a reason why. One
mm-hmm.
does. One makes a choice and makes a difference and makes a change. The other one has a tendency to follow through.
That's true.
So it's
well,
like
I'm seeing this. I'm sorry to cut you off. I'm seeing this guy right now, and my child's father, and we have like off and on lately, and he said because of my hormones and everything, but it's certain things that he does that sometimes doesn't make sense to me, but it makes sense to him, and we've been like we had an argument today. I don't know, you know. If we're gonna, you know, be together in the long run, because it's like
right.
off and on every week.
See, the one thing about the situation you got to learn, which
mm-hmm.
you're really getting into this positive thinking and focusing, but
mm-hmm.
you also got to go inwards. It's like one of those things of going inwards. When I say inwards,
mm-hmm.
you focus, give yourself a 10 or 15 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and just sit there. And there's a place that I call right behind the heart, not the heart itself, but behind it,
mm-hmm.
which is like a life essence. And just kind of focus on that spot and say, I love.
Okay.
And don't be surprised if you get a little overwhelmed with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a way of connecting with yourself. And then once you do that, you want to start feeling more loving with people to the point where you put yourself in a situation of finding solutions.
Right.
When you do that, the solution is to not having a job, is having one. You attract those things to you. Now, the same thing with the boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
When you start really loving yourself, you start getting a little more demanding and say, you know something? Like the last lady I was talking to, we look at the situation and go, you know something? If you're about to be my significant other,
mm-hmm.
then you would treat me a certain way, and you
right.
don't. It's all about you. Well,
mm-hmm.
let me tell you something. I always focus on you as much as I focus on myself, and I love you in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, you keep thinking about how you want everything to go. Well, we're in a relationship. It's no more this me stuff. It's us.
Right.
And right now, there's another one. There's a soul. So I keep picking up a boy.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I just feel like that you're not going to be together for the long run. But
mm-hmm.
it's also one of those things of putting things in perspective and saying, you know something? A person who's that self-centered,
mm-hmm.
you need to figure out. Just put, and I'm not trying to be mean or nothing. What I'm saying is, what you need to do in a situation like this is pretend he died. And what would happen if he did die? You'd have to
yeah.
figure out how to do all this on your own. And you
right.
got the strength to do it.
Right.
Instead of blaming everybody, it's almost like you've gotten to the point now where I'm tired of blaming everybody. I want to take responsibility. I want to change things.
That's exactly how I feel.
Yes. And so keep going on and say, okay, if he doesn't want to be a part of this whole thing, then I'm going to build a life for my kid and me and everyone around me, and they're going to see that I can do everything myself. Because actually, realistically,
mm-hmm.
relationships are great,
mm-hmm.
but it still starts on an individual basis to even make those relationships strong, too. So it's all about you.
Right.
All we're trying to do is get you with somebody where it's all about you guys, but you can still be yourself and be comfortable about that and evolve and have a very strong, growing relationship.
Mm-hmm.
We got 60 seconds to go, and I just want to say you can ask more, a couple more questions. Just let me tell everybody that Wednesday's show is called We're Destined to Be Rich. Why Are We Not? And we want to talk about coming up with ways to get that kind of income coming in that you want. Not the ideal of being rich. It's just the ideal of getting it in there. We're going to talk about that Wednesday. Thank you for everybody who called in today. I really appreciate it. I'm looking forward to working on all you guys who want to get readings. the ones you have, and get those calls in there and call me up, and we'll start making that scheduling and get it all done for you. I appreciate everybody. May God and the angels bless you every minute of every day, and see you tomorrow. So we'll go right back to you, and if you got a couple more questions you want to ask, go right ahead.
Yeah, like with my relationship with my father, like it's at a zero. He's just done so many things. I still love him. I still love him no matter what. But I just can't get close to him like the way I used to, because he just goes around talking a whole bunch of mess about my sisters and I, and we're not close with him at all. Is it gonna get better?
Mm-hmm. No, it's understandable. It's one of those situations where he hasn't got to the point in his life where he thinks he needs all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to do this, need to do that. You did this to me, and blood stick in the water. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what? Oil is too.
Yeah, basically. And I love him, like I said, but I rather love him from a distance, because he's just not the person that I remember him that he was when I was younger.
Well, it's like this, sweetie. You're a loving person.
Yeah.
Everybody you've ever had in your whole life, you still love.
Mm-hmm.
And you always will. That's just who you are. So don't feel bad because of that. And if you have to do this at a distance, it's one of those things that you're not just thinking about yourself. I think you think about everybody else. And this would be the best thing for him. And since he's not mature enough to make that decision,
mm-hmm.
you have to.
Yeah.
It's okay. Believe me, man. It seems like the ones who are always thinking on a more spiritual level always seem to be the ones that are responsible for making the decisions.
Yeah, and I'm such a spiritualist. I pray every day. I thank God for the things that I do have, and you know, and I don't ask for things that I don't have. I just say, you know what, just keep me healthy, and that's what I need the most right now, is just to be healthy.
Okay, I understand one thing too, dear, but your angels are also saying it's okay to ask for anything you want, and I'll sit here and say it to you like this. In the Bible it says, you have not because you ask not. So therefore I ask for everything. Okay, well, the worst thing's going to happen is like looking at God as your father. Now your father won't give you everything you want,
mm-hmm.
but he's also not going to leave you destitute either.
Right.
So let's look at the situation. Go ahead and ask. The worst he can say is no, or maybe he might lead you to an alternative.
Okay.
It's like, okay, this guy doesn't love you, but that doesn't mean you're going to be by yourself. No, it means basically what it's telling you, you're a loving person. You're a caring person. By walking away, you're acknowledging that to the universe and saying, I am a loving person, so therefore I should have someone love me too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're not getting it here, so you're walking away, and the universe is saying, that's cool. So now we can lead you to the right direction, to the person who will give you what you want, which is you.
Right.
So,
yes, I'm telling you.
Yes.
One more question can I ask you?
Also, do me a favor and put some vitamin E oil in your stomach. It feels like there's a little pain there.
Yeah, there is.
So get you some vitamin E oil and put that on there, and that'll help, because your skin's growing. Your child is growing faster than your skin can keep up with it. So get you some oil, put it on there. If you have to, get drastic. Put a little bit of Vaseline too.
Okay.
And that won't.
Oh, wow, that is so true. I've been having pains, like extreme pain. Oh wow.
But you know, I'm just saying. Also, do some other things, too.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you're a very caring, nurturing person, but also notice that every time you, like you said before, I don't want to do these certain things, but also remember to yourself when you do, you're carrying a child, which is picking up everything you do.
Yeah.
So if you want that child to come out and be a nice kid, because I'll tell people like this, this might sound crazy, but
mm-hmm.
look at your friends. Look at people around you. Look at certain situations where the kids are disrespectful
mm-hmm.
and try to trace it back to when they were carrying those children. I guarantee they was not in a good way with themselves, and the child was picking up all that. Now it's reflecting back.
Oh wow!
And with you sitting here taking yourself and start focusing more spiritually,
mm-hmm.
you will also be able to deal with the child. But the child's also picking up everything you do as well.
Yeah.
So it's going to be so when we say positive outcome, we're talking about on all levels. So, you know, the idea of walking away from this situation now is saying in a spiritual way, you're understanding that love is important, and if you're not getting it from somebody, it's keeping you from what you really want to do anyway.
Right.
And I also want you to sit down and realize what you want to do with your life. What kind of career you want to do. Because right now, I swear, even with being pregnant and being a single mom, you can accomplish anything you want to do.
Wow.
All you got to do is put your mind to it, focus on it. I got a daughter who's got 4 kids, and she's also got a 4-year degree, and she's doing another one.
Wow, God bless her.
Yeah, so there's nothing. Well, we try to. She does it. she got a mind of her own. But I'm just saying, she has been determined of finishing her education, so nothing's standing in the way.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you can do it, because she can do it.
Definitely. During the time that I'm home, I was thinking about starting like a home business, because I've been searching for home business for a couple of years, and I never really found anyone that that I really trust. But I found one.
Do me a favor. This might sound crazy, but take it into consideration.
Mm-hmm.
There's companies that do all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that came to me real quickly is you should start your home business. Great. But you should do something spiritually.
Okay.
Like merchandising, like oils and stuff like that. But the one thing I picked up was tarot cards.
Really? Yeah, you know what? I was going to ask you about that, too. Since I was 8, I can see spirits, and I know... And it happens now, every now and then. I know what's going to happen before it happens, because spirits come in, they tell me. But they tell me in a dream. I can never just look and say, this is what's going to happen. I can, it only comes in a dream to me, that's all.
Right.
And, you know,
I'm just saying.
Sometimes I'm scared of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're very intuitive. You're very psychic. You're very impressionable. You're very talented.
Mm-hmm.
But what I see you doing is, I see you doing... just that, readings and working with people, but I also see you going through people's houses and basically dismissing spirits and that kind of thing too as well, because you're very talented in other aspects of teaching as well. So I see you working at home, but I also see you going to people's homes. But see, what I saw was it was the idea of doing spiritual work and doing readings and stuff, but also selling tarot cards. I also see that you might actually develop a deck of your own. They seem to be something about you like circles and round.
I don't know.
Well, I see this deck. It's a very colorful deck, but the cards are round.
Mm.
Right now they're blank because you haven't really come up with things to put on them. But I see I see you selling tarot cards, and I see you doing readings, and then it's like you start getting visions of a deck you can do for yourself, and I see they're round cards. You don't believe in the upside. It's like with tarot cards. I guess if you were reading tarot cards, you don't believe in the upside down or the reverse meanings.
Right.
So it's almost like you're trying to come up with round cards, because with round cards, there is no ups or down. It's just a continuous cycle.
Right. I just get scared. Like sometimes when I see, it's like I really can't get my hands on it sometimes, because I get so scared, because it's so strong when they come to me, my ancestors or... It's just so, so strong that it scares me. So sometimes I don't even want to sleep. Like, I used to have a really hard time sleeping before. Now I'm sleeping a little better, but in the night I don't really sleep that much. I only sleep maybe about 4 hours. I go to sleep every day, like around 4 or 5. I can't really sleep.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only problem.
Well, one thing I would such and say to you is I recommend to get a reading.
Okay.
I would actually say get a 2-hour one. Like that's like $20.
Okay.
But what I want to do with the situation is put together a nice program for you, because you're pregnant, and everything you do, it's just not affecting you, it's affecting your child.
Right.
One thing I want to say too, do not eat for two.
Oh.
Everything you do affects your child, and for some, it's one of those, I guess you would say, it's like people around you just instinctively want to say, here, eat all this stuff.
Right.
Well, I feel like that before you got pregnant, that you might have had a little eating problem.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I like everything.
We're trying to correct the situation, because you may have made up your mind. But in the situation of being pregnant, you might be let your guard down. It's, well, I can eat anything I want. No, you can't. You know that as well as I do.
I do.
You have to watch your sugar.
Yes, I do.
So I'm saying, with the situation, we get a reading. We got, because I can really, I mean, put a bunch of stuff together, and we'll take. I mean, I will cover every aspect of your life in that 2 hours. I guarantee you.
Alrighty.
Okay, get that thing in there. I recommend you do it as soon as possible, if not today.
Okay.
And we'll get that thing going on, because how far along are you? I keep getting.
14 weeks.
Okay, because we want to get you before you get. 14 weeks is. What is 14 weeks? I'm not scared, okay? That's,
It's two months and a half.
200, okay. Mm-hmm. I was getting more close. I said, you also should think about the doctor you're going to.
Mm-hmm.
I keep getting 3 months. You're actually 3 months. 3 months and about 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Because you seem a little bit.
And I said the same thing with that, too. I was like, she sounds like she's kind of wrong, but I don't know.
She's scatterbrained. She doesn't know what she's doing.
Yeah, I believe that. I believe, too. I strongly believe that.
I'm just saying, you're in a situation where you have a child here, and I'm not saying you're not responsible. It's just sometimes we have a tendency to get caught up in situations of believing our doctors because of who they are. I'm just saying, listen to your intuition. You're a very powerful woman. So take it and use it in every aspect of your life. The reason I said you shouldn't be in a relationship right now is because you should be focusing on you and your child.
Right.
Okay? It's just you and him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, look at the situation. Tell your best friend, I can't babysit.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Right now I'm babysitting for my sister. I left my whole life. No, but honestly, like, I was going to ask you that, too. I was going to ask you, am I going to be, like, living by myself soon? Because I left my life fucking moving with my sister, but not, you know, not really temporarily. Just temporarily, but just so I can help her with her daughter, picking her up from school and stuff
right.
like that.
You'll be where you're at for, I wouldn't say for a long time, but you'll be there long enough to help out. Anyone gets that point, you know.
Right.
You're going to get some opportunities. I'm just saying, when you start working on, you know, the business and working on yourself, you're going to start attracting opportunities, and you got to take it the way it is. Don't let your pride stand in the way either and say, well, someone's giving me $1,000 to do something, and I just don't really feel like taking it from them.
Mm-hmm.
No, that is an answer.
Okay.
Because I had a tough time with that, too. But then they started saying, we're dealing with adults here. So anytime someone gives you something, it's an answer to what you've been asking for.
Okay.
Okay, so do that.
One more question.
Okay.
I have a, for my old job that I got fired from, I have a settlement supposedly coming in next month. Is it a big amount or?
I get the impression that it'll be enough to get you on your own.
Okay.
I do feel like that. It might be really close, but it will definitely give you a, you know, it's going to get you a foot out the door where you don't have to sit there and deal with anybody anymore.
Right.
I'm just saying, focus on the spiritual stuff, the cards. Get you some quartz crystals, too.
Mm-hmm.
This might sound crazy, but if you put quartz crystals in your windows and around you, the energy that they actually radiate, you can actually use for yourself that will actually enhance your gifts. And also the idea of manifesting and attracting. Imagine yourself as a big magnet and just every day kind of like imagine that everything's being pulled to you. And you get those crystals in the house, you can actually amplify that.
Okay. Then I'll
do okay? that. Well, get that reading in so we can get that work going on, okay?
Alrighty then. Thank you so much for your time.
No problem.
I appreciate it so much.
Well, I appreciate your call. Thank you for calling, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, everybody, we're out of here. Like I said, private readings, $10 for an hour, $5 for a half hour. The number is 937-838-6337, or you can contact me at my website, which is psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. So give us a call. Those readings are good until the end of January, and that's $10 for an hour and $5 for a half hour. And my co-host, who's not here today, you can also get a reading from her too as well, and her phone number is 818-20. Okay, I messed up on the piece of paper, hold up. I swear, sometimes you sit there and go crazy and just want to go nuts, but it's like her number is 818-200-7431. And she's very good, so give her a call and get that done. And she's very intense with the angel cards. And if you need any questions answered about Doreen Virtue, I think she has every book that she ever had. So it's very intense and that kind of thing, too. That's Adored Angel. And I think her website's actually adoredangel.yolasite.com. But give her a call. In case the information is not right, give her a call. That's definitely the number. Got it right here. Call her. And she will give you all the information you need, and I recommend getting a reading from her as well. So thank you all. It's been a good show. Thank you for all your calls. And we look forward to seeing you tomorrow. May God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. Adios.